Blog Talk Radio.
By the speaker, suddenly I had this. Either wasn't me or either summer madness, cause I just can't stand around. So I get closer and the closer I get, the better it sound. My mind starts to activate, mind collaborate, cause when I heard the beat I just had to make something from the top of my head. So I fell into the groove of the wax and I said, how could I move the crowd? First of all, ain't no mistakes allowed. Here's the instructions, put it together. It's simple, ain't it? But quite clever. Some of you been trying to write rhymes for years, but weak ideas irritate my ears. Is this the best that you can make? Cause if not, and you got more, I'll wait. But don't make me wait too long, cause I'ma move on the dance floor when they put something smooth on. So turn up the bass, it's better when it's loud, cause I like to move the crowd.
Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd.
Imagine me with the heat that's made by solar. It gets stronger every time I hold a microphone. Check the tone to get started. The line for the microphone is departed. So leave it up to me. My DJ is mixing. Everyone is moving or eager to listen. Your hands in the air, your mouth shut. Cause I'm on the mic and Eric B is on the cut. For those that know me, indeed I like the flow. Especially when the music's going slow. It gives me a chance to let everybody know. It's time to bust out the Rock Kemp Show. I'm the intelligent wise on the mic. I will rise right in front of your eyes. Cause I am a surprise. So I'ma let my knowledge be born to a perfection. All praise is due to Allah and that's a blessing. But knowledge itself, there's nothing I can't solve. In 360 degrees I will fall. This is actual fact, it's not an act. It's improving indeed and I proceed to make the crowd keep moving.
Move, move, move the crowd. 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 Move the crowd.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Thank you.
What's going on? What's going on, Grudge Racist, Grudge Fam, ladies and gentlemen? I want to say the top of the evening to y'all. We're going to try to get some excitement on the show tonight. You know, it's a nice night out there, beautiful. So, you know, we're going to see what we can do. I'm opening this show and give people the chance to tell their thoughts or their stories or their opinions, or maybe they want to even, put some items up for sale or whatever you need to do, promote or whatever. We can, you could definitely do that on this show here. I want everybody to come in and feel like they're equal. And whether you're a racer or you're a fan, you got a voice right here. You can say what you want to say anytime you want to say it. And that's what I believe in, you know. So don't be afraid to hit that one button and voice your opinion. Other than that, yeah, we're looking forward to June 17th. We're trying to do something a little different, y'all, something we never did. And if it worked out, it might lead to bigger and better things. At this event, we're having 5 different shootouts, 5 different categories. The first 3 is done with the intentions of 2005 or newer. The last 2, no limit on the year of the car. It might have a few other limitations to kind of try to keep things equal. You know, some of these guys real slick. They can have the simplest little shit flying. And then they say, what you going to do about it? Shit, ain't nothing I can do about it. If it's like that, well, we hope everybody come on in. It's going to be a little slow trickle in there tonight, but I tell you what, last week, it was a doozy. We got 4 to the max, and the West Side showed up and showed out. But they did have Brother Vaughn in that sun in the paint for the South Side. That Vaughn, he's a special kind of guy. He ain't with the bullshit. He gonna try to treat everybody as equal. And that's good with me. That damn sure good with me. Yes, sir. Let me see if I can pull some up here. I hope my blind ass can see this right. True Street, anything on 29th. It could be on 29th or smaller. Stock style suspension. No chassis cars. But you know, that don't have to be, because there's a couple of these chassis cars that damn sure could qualify on, as long as they're on a 29 or smaller. So on the driver's meeting, when y'all see Vaughn, he'll determine how that go. Heads up, Pro Tree. 8th mile, track rules apply. So basically, y'all know track rules is basically for the safety of it. and the surreal rules, where there's really no grudge rules. It's basically steps. Yes, sir. Anytime y'all want to come on in and get started, y'all can hit that one button. If we get an 8-car count and the 29s are small, the payout will be $6,000. If the count go up, we adjust it. If the count go down, we're going to have to adjust it. We're hoping that this thing go well so that it'll start a new trend up here in the north, because we need some action. And just for us to throw a grudge race when ain't nobody hardly racing but a few, it's kind of hard to do something for the fans. Yes, sir. Uh-oh, what I didn't hear here. I was trying to get something else lined up here, y'all. Y'all know it was a rough day for me. I had to go in there and sit on that machine for 4 hours and take off 5 liters because the lady kind of messed me up when I went in on Wednesday and didn't take off the right amount. So I was came in. When I left out of there, I was over. So I came back in. I did the best I could to keep from going too far over, and I did that. But I still had to take off 5. And that kind of drained the shit out of you. So if y'all hear me snoring from time to time, y'all just keep on doing what y'all doing. But I'm sure fighting it. And sure enough, fighting it. Let me see if any of my brothers on here that want to come in and join with me, talk to me. I'm going to have to write Kid up. He be coming in late now. I'm going to have to write him up. And see, when I put it on his resume, and you know, he's no longer going to be the top co-host in the world. You know, when he go on dog show, dog probably going to find if he read the man's resume. He's just holding on by thread. Every way he go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we got 5 shootouts for the 17th. Should be something for everybody to get into and enjoy. We're trying to bring back action to the Midwest, because everybody don't travel, and whether you travel or not, you need to have something to do at home sometime so the people can see. You understand? Well, they're coming on in here. We also having the daily drivers meeting at 2 p.m. See Jeremiah. For Vaughn, for the 29s and smaller, drivers meeting at 3 p.m. See Vaughn for your entry and everything. On the daily drivers, it's going to be stock style suspension. I know I'm on the wrong one. Sorry about that. No cage. Full interior. Full exhaust. Heads up Pro Tree. Quarter mile. Y'all know that's going out that back door. We figure with the slow cars like that, they can go and carry it out the back door. 250 buy-in, 10-car count, $4,500 payout. Again, if it's less or more, it will be adjusted. $500 buy-in on the 29s and under. I know y'all saying this nigga all over the place. I am. I figure we can keep action going throughout the race and people be pretty much satisfied. So y'all come on out and support. If you got a race car and you can afford to, bring your car. Have you some fun. Brother Kid, where you at, Kid? I wanted to ask y'all some, is it true that I hear that is Tim House kind of ill right now? Somebody was telling me that Tim House will be a little sick. I was just wondering how he's doing. If you know, could you come in and talk to me? Brother Tim House, a little under the weather. Well, maybe I'll try to give him a call. See if that'll work and find out for myself. Or these niggas get paralyzed by the fingers. Well, ain't no need being afraid to hit that one button and come in and talk. You say what you want to say. What you don't want to say, ain't nobody going to choke it out. I heard he wasn't answering no phones too much. A few people said he called me, so I'm going to try myself. No, he ain't answering. I don't know where Brother D at. Brother D, I'm pretty sure know how Brother Tim is doing. He is one of our racing brothers, so all I can say, I hope he's not too bad off, and I definitely keep him in my prayers. We will keep him in my prayers. All right, where everybody at? Let's try to get this show on the road. I guess ain't nobody ready to talk yet. Look, you got a hand up. Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Big Eddie?
Hey, I want you to come to the office, man. I got a pink slip for you.
Oh, man.
So what's happening with the kid?
Shit, yeah, nothing much.
Yeah.
Any more shit, just a different day.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Another Friday night, man. I'm trying to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hold on to what I got, bro.
I heard that.
Yeah, man. So you mean tell me you ain't out there on the water, man? You know that's what most of you guys is, out there on the water.
Yeah, I'm on the water now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this bathtub full of water.
Oh, man.
Yeah, today is a nice day to be on the boat.
Beautiful day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful day. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Man, I was just talking to the people about the 17th, man.
Uh-huh.
And if everything go off well with these five shootouts and some good racing, it might set a new trend, man, where people want to come to the track more often. You know?
Yeah. Well, like I say, you need them shootouts to attract to attract customers.
Yeah.
Because the grudge race ain't necessarily got to get off.
That's right.
And that depends on debt.
That's right.
You got to have something for the people to want to see. And that's where the shootouts come in at.
Well, we're taking a chance on putting it out there because a shootout take a lot of money from you. See, and that's one reason some people don't want to have shootouts, you know, because they got to up that other money that they normally put in their pocket. But sometimes you got to give a little to get a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if this thing go well, maybe more people will lean towards it, and it'll just get bigger every year.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's an old saying, you got to crawl before you walk.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, man, kid. You boys a little bit on the tired side like me today. Nobody touching that one button, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Come on now. Let's get this show on the road.
Where's Uncle Larry tonight?
Man, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he'd probably be right here trying to bag me up.
Mm-hmm.
I know Chuck already told me he's going to be on the boat tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them boys partying, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, sure ain't.
Well, we got enough people on here, man. There ain't nobody hitting that one button.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to do that. They're probably going to truck it themselves out from
talking
all day.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I can understand that.
How many lock-in grudge races that you know about, Eddie?
I think I've seen where one of them became unlocked.
Oh, man.
So the other person can, I think Vic was supposed to have paid off scrap so he can lock in Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else I said was one more that was locked in. But everything else I seen was basically called out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they've been answered or not.
Was it Jeremiah and Vic lock in or you don't know?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure if he pay off scrap, I'm pretty sure they gonna lock in from that point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all that was said last night.
Yeah, that could go either or.
Yeah. Well, I know scrap and Jeremiah was locked in, so.
Mm-hmm.
The deal's supposed to be if he pay off scrap, then he get to lock in with Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kid, I'm going to try to hold on a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard when it feels like your eyelids is hard to keep open. and nobody talking.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But normally they usually come through, just take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
No Big Mark tonight?
Well, I know Mark at work. He probably get on as soon as he can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. What up, man?
How y'all doing, Brother Ed and Brother Kid? How y'all doing?
Good, 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 good.
That's good. Glad to know that. You know, I just wanted to, if you don't mind, Eddie, I just wanted to come in on the show. And I had a little something that I wanted to say to the racists. And what I wanted to say was this here. I'm like Brother Kid. I just love the game. I love racing, man. You know, and I love to see y'all do what y'all do. But damn, man, y'all done took so much away from the game, man. y'all, there's too much confusion, too much animosity hatred in the game, man. You know, and that ain't even what this is about. It's about racing. It's about having fun, enjoying each other, fellowshipping. You know, God give us the opportunity to come and do this with one another. You know, this game is not just made for no one certain somebody. Otherwise, a person could do it by themselves. The unification is very, very important in what we do, y'all. I've been wanting to say this for a while, but Uncle Larry's been being quiet. The reason I've been being quiet is because everybody say that we're in a new era and so far. So I still say that we can go into a new era without all this confusion and animosity, man, because it ain't number racing. That's all it is. People hating one another, don't like one another, all this stuff for no reason.
Well, with this new era, you still need four wheels to go down the track, right?
Exactly. Kid. That's
okay.
My point.
Okay.
You know, put the four wheels on the ground and take the hatred and the animosity up off the ground. I think you have much better results, you know. That just been on my mind. I just wanted to come on and just say that. I'm going to get out of here. I know Uncle Larry ain't nobody. He ain't racing. All that old dirt. But everybody with common sense already know that. You know, but
Ain't none of them nobody. I don't see them making no living at it. It's just a hobby.
Yeah,
well, I enjoy everybody. I don't have no hatred for you. I have a team that I pull for, and if they lose, all you can do is tell the other person, hey, man, good race, man. There's nothing wrong with that. You know
everybody have basketball teams, football teams, baseball teams that they root for, they pull for.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, nothing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And that just was the point that I wanted to bring out everybody. And I hope somebody heard what I said because there's no animosity behind it. It's just that we need to get out and do this here because I said it once and I say it again. Chicago has been one of the greatest racing that I know of. There's other places that race and so far and so on, but I only can speak about what I know. I can't speak about what I anticipate or this or that and so far. So I've seen this with my own eyes. You know, I've seen where it was just a bunch of fun, plenty of racing, and there was no confusion and animosity and stuff like it is now. We need, man, y'all.
Yeah.
We need to let it go, man. Need to let it go. I'm serious. I'm dead serious, man. Need to let it go. There's too much of that. Go back to having that old-time religion where you have number just some fun, enjoy each other, and get on and race and go ahead on and have fun. Because if you can stay in this game, you're going to win and you're going to lose. It's all part
of
the fact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee.
Yep. But I just wanted to raise my hand, y'all. I'm going to go back on mute, and I'm going to let y'all continue on with the conversation. But I don't know. That's just been on my heart and my mind to come in and say that. So I'm hoping that had somebody that heard me. And Uncle Stan understand that Uncle Larry's still the same Uncle Larry, you know. And I'm just going to continue to be who I am throughout, you know. And God bless all y'all. I just wanted to say that. I'm going back on mute.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Larry. He definitely said some good stuff.
Well said.
There.
Well said.
Well said. Now, what I would like to know, Brother D, on how is Tim House doing?
Who?
Tim House. I heard he's supposed to be in love with the weather. I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I heard now.
Oh, okay.
When you try to call him, he don't even pick up the phone. I was hoping somebody on here had a little information about him. You ain't got to tell why he's sick or how he's sick, just if he's sick, if he's doing well or not. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, what's happening? We're running a little late, but never too late for the show.
Yeah, man.
What up, Big Mark?
How you guys doing today, man?
Oh, pretty good.
How about yourself, Mark? How you doing?
I'm a little tired, but I'm hanging in there, man. I was just about to dial your number, then I heard your voice. I'm like, all right, he good.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was trying to get the Big Ed in there, man. As soon as I could, you know, because I had something on my mind, man. I wanted to get it off my mind. So.
Hey, Larry, hey, you know, you've been around this long. I've been around this stuff since the late 60s. And, I know you've been there a little bit longer than me, so we've seen it all. I've done a lot of it. I've seen some of the best guys, some of the fastest cars, some of the rarest cars, some of the classic races, man. So, hey, man, I enjoy it as a ex-drag racer, as a fan, as a spectator, every bit of it, man. I take my hat off to these new guys that get in the ring and keep fighting. Especially my South side, the baddest boys, you know, in the country, you know, let it be known. And some of these guys I watch as little pups. Some of these guys out there racing now, I actually stood with their daddies when their daddies had them in their hands. They still had diapers on, believe it or not.
I believe it, Mark. You know, when you're about 80 years old, you know, you see a whole lot of shit. Generations
mm-hmm.
grew up in between that.
Uh-oh, no.
Hey, man. I can't be mad, man. I've seen brothers with some of the rarest and richest cars that we see
yes,
on Barry Jackson for $200,000 and $300,000. And brothers used to ride them things on the street every day back in the early
hey, Mark,
70s, late 60s. Yeah.
We didn't have some of that shit, man. And now we're looking at the shit wishing we would have held on to it.
Yeah, we didn't know no better. Yeah. The guy I bought my orange 69 Camaro had a original Copo Camaro that he bought. I used to sit there and watch Clint Smith watch Clockwork Orange over there on 84th and
Oh man, not Clint Smith.
Yes, sir, a real Yenko. Used to watch that. Real Yenko. Clint.
Somebody was telling me it's a South Side takeover.
No, it ain't a South Side takeover. The South Side is always on what's going on out here in these streets. The West Side, now don't get me wrong, them some bad boys too. But ain't nothing like these South Side people.
I own the West Side.
Okay.
Damn, there go another owner of the west side.
Uh-oh.
Man, I told you about letting Ryan, Vaughn, and Yak get on here. I told you to mute their mics. Them boys is bad acting, Eddie.
Uh-oh.
It wouldn't be fair that I do that, man. I damn sure couldn't mute Vaughn mic, man. I like what that brother is talking about.
That goddamn Ryan bad acting, man.
Oh, man. I'm trying to understand what he says when he says he owned the west side. I'm confused. Maybe because I'm a late comer. Yeah, I'm a late comer. Ryan, could you explain that to me, Ryan?
I got everybody on the west side held hostage without a gun.
Everybody. Okay.
Who gonna say something?
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Hey, as long as they can't say nothing, Ryan, you got it, bro.
Yeah.
You got it. They can't say nothing, you got it. I just didn't understand it. That was me that didn't understand it. I understand it now because you made it clear.
Last
week, probably was a whole lot of them on here would have said something about it because it was a West Side party going on here last Friday.
Yes, indeed.
See now, I'm pissed off because they ain't tell me they got to check in.
Oh man. Not check in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had inboxed you on it, but, you know y'all probably partying out there. I'm surprised y'all ain't out on that water right now.
No. I got to work tomorrow. And I got a long June with this racing.
Mess up.
Long June.
When I told Chuck about it, we just talking, man. It looked like when you make a plan to talk about certain things, it never get done. So I got to the point. Always somebody come on. They got something that, they want to talk about. And put things where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to put something together tonight, man, I can't do it. I just sat here trying to keep my eyes open, right? Yeah, kind of rough day on my dialysis machine today.
Yeah.
But I always try to come on and give everybody a chance to do their thing, and then once they start doing their thing, I just let them take over, man, and do what they need to do.
You said last week was the West Side takeover.
Yes, sir, it was the West Side takeover, man. They came on here strong.
But when did they take over? Because they just took over on the phone, but they ain't take over in real life, huh?
They say on the 17th.
Yeah, there you go.
It all be shown. They said on the 17th, they're going to put everything to work. Their plan's going to work on the 17th.
Okay.
Hey, Vic, what's going on, Vic?
Not much. I'm back, goddammit. They can get ready.
You get that locked in with Jeremiah?
Jeremiah scared to death. I paid three loads for nothing. He's scared to death.
So now he ain't got to raise three loads either?
I done wasted $1,000 on Jeremiah. Jeremiah's a Jeremiah's too soft.
Why you had to pay $1,000? You paid your lockup?
I paid the lockup from Michigan, and then I bought him out of the race with Three Love and to run him.
You knew better than that,
Big Eddie. Big Eddie,
yeah.
What did I just say? Big Eddie, what did I just say?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you had supposed to go now. I didn't tell you that's where it's going to go, kid. I told you had supposed
what
to go.
What did I say? Either or. Either or.
Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers are scared to death. They're scared to death.
Wow.
I got a fucking car that I drive on the street. And he's talking about how it sounds. Get the fuck out of here. Motherfuckers, they scared to death. There ain't no racing up here. It ain't but a few people that's racing, but I promise you, once I make this shakedown and everything go right, they thought I was rough 2 years ago. Ooh-wee. That toe tag is back, goddamn.
Oh, man.
You looking real strong
yes,
out there.
Sir. Huh?
You looking real strong out there. You
more ways than one, brother.
I didn't even get off the starting line. How I look strong? The burnout?
Well, you sound strong.
Oh, the burnout sounds strong?
That real strong. Just as healthy? Healthy enough to get up there and dance with Dirty Diana.
Ooh.
No, I ain't got nothing. There you go. You know I ain't got nothing for no Dirty Diana.
I knew you were leading up to something.
But I tell you what, Mr. Ryan, hold your horses. It won't be toe tag.
Hey, where that old man at?
Now, hold your horses. See you around.
That old man was out there talking about he gonna do something to me and all this and all that. I said, okay. Oh man.
Hold your horses, man. We'll be to see you. You ain't next out.
Okay.
Mark my words. Time has come.
Y'all going down to the 41 and then going to Tate race too, right?
I don't know. I would like to. I'd like to. Just depends on money right now, dude. I'm on a limited funds right now. What I do got a count.
Yeah. I heard that. Hey, Vic, you got an electric wheelchair, man?
Do I got a what?
Electric wheelchair.
No, I ain't got one, Eddie, but I'll try to find you one. What, you need one?
No, I got one. I'm just waiting for mine to come out the chassis shop. Then I'm going to lock your ass in.
Oh, I ain't worried about that, Eddie. I ain't worried about it. There's going to be a lot of fucking hurt feelings real soon. Mark my words. See,
well, give me two and a break of my wheelchair.
You got it.
Whoa.
You got it.
Yeah. You ain't scared of no ghosts, huh?
Nope, you got it.
That's all right.
That's how you gotta do now. You just gotta go for it now. Mother say something now, you just gotta say okay. They still gonna say, they gonna backtrack. But well, what's the difference? Say okay to everything.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Because Ryan trying to pick on toe tag, and Ryan can give me everything in drag racing, and I'll try. Fuck him.
Ooh wee.
can't do nothing but win some money.
You say who you say give you everything at drag races? I ain't understanding that. Who you speaking of?
You. I'm talking about you. Give me everything in drag racing.
You know what everything is?
Do you know what everything is?
I might as well just give you the money.
Well, hey, well, just give me the money then. We'll talk about it later.
What time you bring out the 41?
Soul Tiger. I ain't got nothing for you right now.
G-body to G-body.
I ain't got nothing for you. I can't win. What I'm going to do? What I look like trying to run Dirty Diana with toe tags? Come on, man. Stop it. Make it make sense.
Hey, I don't know what anybody else heard, but I heard Cuba Kiss down up in there.
You ain't heard nothing. That's yeah, what you think you heard.
That thing sound real, real stout. Yeah.
You got anybody out there for the 17th?
Huh?
Do you have anybody locked in for the 17th?
I ain't got nobody locked in, but they got a shootout going on, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see how much that pot go get up there.
With an 8-car count.
What up?
That's all you going to run is, hey, Ryan, all you going to run is G-bodies? That's all you run?
You see what happened when I run Mustangs?
Huh?
Who said that? Perm got everything in drag racing for life until we change
for life.
I'll take it. When? When I get ready. I ain't ready. My car ain't together.
Your car been together, man.
Man, shit, my car ain't together, bro.
Who you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. If my car was together, you believe
how long,
I've been
how long
going,
do you let,
taking down.
Hey, but how long
my
do you?
My motor still in the motor shop. The body still in the body shop. Shit, my shit's still everywhere.
Well, get your leader to get
somewhere.
Up there. I clap
you say
his
what?
Motherfucking ears together. Get your leader
you say
to
what?
Get up there. I clap. Your leader.
Wait a minute. What leader I got, man?
Zay.
Who the fuck leads me?
Zay.
Oh, okay. So who your leader?
Shit, Dirty Diana. I go wherever that motherfucker
okay.
go.
All right, then. Make sense out of what you're saying.
Tell that weak motherfucker to lock in.
You gonna get it.
And we're going to put 500 on the gap.
We sure is, man.
You think you saying something?
Yes, sir.
No, I've been saying how long y'all going to make me wait?
As long as you fucking wait.
Say again?
Y'all ain't trying to go, man. Y'all want to see a free show.
The guy had issues, bro.
Hey.
five issues.
Y'all kind of ain't the only one that got issues. I'm just going out there gambling.
Well, that's on you. We ain't gambling. We whooping ass.
Hey, I can't tell.
You'll find out. You gonna find out. You gonna find out. Take my word, Ray.
Hey,
you gonna find out.
Hey, until then, you gonna bend the knee just like everybody else.
I don't, bro. That's one thing I ain't gonna. Boy, come on, man. We men. You better know it. We one thing we know about each other is we men. Stop with that.
Hey.
I keep telling you, stop all that.
Hey, you know what you gotta do there.
I do what I got to do. Hey, Ryan, I do what I got to do every fucking day when I open my eyes.
Well, lock in then. Make this day a special day.
Lock in for what?
For 42.
Lock in. You can get it on 42, I'm sure. But it ain't time to lock in yet. That cars ain't going down the track. But I'll probably take everything from you back in. I'll take it. You ain't that fucking fast, dude. You ain't that fucking fast. You might scare the other motherfucker, but you is not that fucking fast. You not that fucking fast.
I ain't saying you ain't
no slouch, but you is not that fucking fast, dude.
Hey,
don't
not
think
that
you ain't
fast
gonna,
at
don't
all.
Think you can't be touched. You gonna be touched. I like the way you're running and shit.
But,
you're doing your thing now, but you gonna get touched. Believe that.
Hey, look.
You know who to call on.
Hey.
You know who to call on. I know that.
Hey.
I know you stand and fuck out the way it is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I'll
put them right on your ass.
Will you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. So I bet you when you go to steal, I bet you I can get you a race down there with the Don.
Well, tell him come over there to my trailer.
I can get you locked in. I know people that ain't turned down no lockup.
I ain't turned down no lockup.
Okay, all right. Enough said. You said enough. I'm going to try to see if I can get you some mail.
I'm feeling
a bit of a schedule. You ain't that fucking fast, dude. You don't scare nobody over here, boy.
Oh, okay. I can't tell. Okay, none of y'all lock it in. Hey, look.
We can't lock in right now. We ain't going down the track, bro. We ain't going down the track.
Hey, look.
We don't play that game.
Maxine.
The only thing we do is we don't play that game. We ain't trying to gamble like that. You're going to have to outrun us. We ain't going to gamble ours. You're going to have to out-fucking run us.
Hey, look. Black Steve got everything in drag racing, too.
That's Steve. You tell Steve that. Every one of them cars got their own owner.
I'm about to text Steve. He got everything in drag racing.
Tell him. He'll probably play with you one day.
Get him on, Mark. Get him on.
Hey, you know who to pick up. You know who to talk to. You talk to all them little small block ass cars and shit. You know, all them little medium block, little bitty motors and shit.
Big Mark, get him on. Get him on, Big Mark.
You don't be talking loud to the other people.
I got a itty bitty small motor.
I know.
Hey, Eddie, I tried, but he's at a graduation right now with his granddaughter.
All right.
So shut up, Ryan. Let somebody else have this phone. I'm going back on mute, man. I just wanted to shut you up.
Big turn.
Hey, Mark. What you doing is... Just text him and say when he get done with the graduation, tell him he got everything in drag racing.
No, Ryan, that don't have nothing to do with what y'all talking about, man.
Okay.
Hey, Big Mark, would you take over the show? Tell him to shut up.
while I'm on here, I just wanted to just announce that everybody that know Howard, Howard is opening up the Pit Stop Lounge tomorrow on 119th in Peoria. There'll be, you know, there all day, you know, drag racers, regular people, everybody going to be there. If you get a chance, stop by there. It's on the corner of 119th and Peoria. And, that, hey, Ryan, that's Howard with that big time 68 red Camaro with white stripes. That's why I wasn't talking about
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir. Howard, a good guy. I'm pretty sure a lot of us know Howard, those who don't. Hey, you enjoy yourself.
If
you're able to go.
No animal,
yes, sir. If you have time, you know, go over and support him. He's a good brother. He always supported the race community. He used to have an auto parts store called Pit Stop where he was getting our parts for us. You know, but I guess you know he had to end up letting that go. But now he got a lounge. It's called Pit Stop also, and I'm pretty sure he'll welcome all the racers and everybody to come on in and enjoy themselves, help him celebrate his grand opening here.
Where's it going to be at?
119th in Peoria.
Yeah,
Peoria. Yeah.
Right on the corner.
Tell him to make
right
sure. Hey, tell him to make sure he got some goddamn Moet Rosé in there.
he might be listening, man. So he probably hearing his order.
Tell him I'm gonna bring a picture of Dirty Diane and put in there on his wall.
He wouldn't mind that.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, shut up, Ryan. Shut up. Don't ask no questions, nothing. Shut up.
Hey, I guess somebody texts you like, man, hey, man, get this man off the phone.
Man, nobody texts
yeah,
you. Man. I'm tired of hearing you everywhere. I'm tired of hearing you everywhere. I'm tired of seeing you everywhere. You ain't nothing.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm
that'd
doing,
be a good
hey,
idea.
Look,
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, like, I did.
This
day
is not,
I help y'all.
This day
I help
is
y'all
not,
out.
He's doing,
I didn't take over doing
this
hey,
thing
man,
right
hey,
now,
hey,
but this
hey,
day
hey,
is
hey,
not.
Hey, Ryan, you know I'm a supporter, man. I ain't no hater. Do your thing, man, but you ain't nothing.
Hey, look,
sorry,
I help y'all out.
I agree
I
with you. He's doing this thing right now, but he
yeah, I'm a supporter, man.
I promise you that.
Hey,
I promise you that.
I ain't no hater.
Hey, look,
I
ain't no more West Side. I didn't merge them with the South Side. We own the West Side.
Hey, man, I've been doing some of that shit last year. I kind of started the West Side some last year. I'm going to come back this year and shut their ass the fuck up.
Ooh,
ain't no more West Side.
I ain't from the west side or the south side, but Perm, you, as soon as you get ready, you already know who's looking for you.
Vic, you already, Vic, you know, man, once, I don't give a fuck what day it is. Whenever me and you on the property at the same motherfucking time, we ain't got to lock in or nothing, Vic. You know what it is.
Oh, you're right. That's what I like. I like the race. You already know. We ain't got all that him hauling and
Vic,
all
you
that.
You already know what it is with me and you. It ain't no big money thing. It ain't none of that. It's just me and you got to get the fuck out.
Hey, that's right. We got to get next to each other.
You fucking right. I got to blow the doors off Tagger.
Well, hey, I only got two. You got about five of them.
Goddamn. Hey, I'm going to have seven if I add your two, motherfucker.
You got four on the side and one in the back. I'm going to try to blow every last one of them.
I'm going to put two on the top of that. I'm going to weld yours on the top of that motherfucker.
I like that. Like that.
Man, I want to play with both of y'all.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Man, who is
I
that?
Like that.
Man, say it ain't so. Who is that?
Who is that?
Just say it ain't so. That blue motherfucker.
What blue motherfucker? Who is
same
that?
Same color Diana is.
You say what?
The same color Dirty Diana is.
Oh, that's Jack. That's Jack. Yeah, that's Jack. Your day coming too. I promise you that. Your day coming too.
All you got to do is slap me.
All I got to do is
don't slap me.
Burn.
Don't slap me. I don't like being
that's
slapped.
All you got to do, man. Let's walk up
just
to the truck and
on
slap
my
me.
Show.
It's motherfucking on. And it's on, Yak. Just walk up and slap me.
Man, I don't like putting my
slap.
Hands on the...
Don't slap me, Yak. Just tap me on my shoulder.
Hey, Big, I walk up to a slap him. He might shoot the shit out of my ass.
No, hell no.
No, what I'm talking about. Don't slap me.
Hey, Vic, I'm going to know it's real. I'm going to say this guy that damn Yak can draw it on me.
Get slapped. That's a little disrespectful.
Nah, you know, it's all a figure of speech.
No, I got you. I get you, but I was just saying, don't slap me. But yeah, your day coming too.
Yeah, my come. I just want to have some fun, Vic. That's all.
That's all it's about. That's all it's about.
I know one thing. I'm going to give Ron that motherfucking belt back this summer. We going to get fun. We going to have some fun because I'm slapping somebody for that motherfucker.
Damn, Big Perm. How long you been holding that in?
A long time. A long time, kid.
Oh, okay. He gave it to us.
What up, fellas? I just want to invite y'all to come out Thursday for my little get together at the Grove.
Yeah. What's up, Big Sir? Talk about it, preacher boy. Talk about it.
I'm gonna have my birthday thing next Thursday at the Grove. Yeah, welcome to come.
When is it, preacher?
It's Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday, June 8th.
Okay, would anybody like to lock Lil Vinny in for that day?
Oh, shit.
Ooh-wee.
Did he say anybody? Uh-oh.
I'm just asking a question. I mean, I'll relay a message. I know the owner.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, that man was waiting for a response. That's why I shut up and stopped talking.
Yeah. I was waiting for one, too. That's why I said hello. He got quiet.
But meanwhile, hello,
I was
fetching
up my food. I didn't hear what he said.
How did y'all turn out with y'all lock up with Jeremiah?
Jeremiah don't want to run me.
Go? So what that mean? He still locked in with three little guys?
No, I think
Jeremiah going to run you. Vic, Jeremiah going to run you, man.
Well, he got the lock
take
me in.
Take my word, that man going to run you. He going to lock in. Just don't panic. I guarantee you he going to run you.
Can somebody get Jeremiah on the show?
I'm going to shake me down and make sure everything is everything. Won't be no more transmission issues or none of that. Time to get it.
Oh, man.
I got a public announcement to make.
Well,
I got word to let everybody on the show know.
that Brother Lee, the chef, is making a return soon, and it ain't going to be nice.
Oh, shit. Man, if he's still, if he's still flying the West Side flag, we're going to flatten his head, too.
And he did also say it.
See,
he
I
also
told you,
said,
that
he
better
here.
Keep his motherfucking chef hat on. He better keep his motherfucking chef hat on.
Oh, man. Hey, Vaughn.
Just stop that shit right now. Lock the fuck in. Well, look, my
Oh, man.
What are you talking about? Lock in.
No. I'm talking to Vaughn. I ain't talking to nobody else but Vaughn. Lock the fuck in. We gonna see what's happening.
Lock in what?
Lord Lee, goddammit, and Lil Mo. Y'all come on.
Lock in.
Lock in.
Right.
500 on 1,000 the
better. Hey,
man.
Who?
Pardon me?
Man, I can't hear what you talk about, man. I'm not going to entertain you, man.
I ain't mean to get nobody in trouble.
I'm tired of this motherfucker. Vaughn, my man. Vaughn, goddamn, keep on trying on the west side like motherfucking weak. Ain't no motherfucking weak, homie. Ain't no motherfucking weak.
Man,
ain't motherfucker got the same type of... Hey, big dog, listen. No disrespect. Hey, motherfucker got the same type of money you got. Ain't no motherfucker trying to
fuck some motherfucker.
Hey, Vaughn. That ain't for me and you.
Man, you the one came over here. You shouldn't even say that to me if it wasn't for me and you. Leave me alone. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, act like it did, nigga.
Stop picking on Vaughn. Vaughn, he ain't got shit else to talk about, Vaughn.
Hey, bro, listen, man. Like I fuck with Vaughn. Only thing thing I'm saying is this here. Stop all that west side, south side shit, because the motherfucker flipped you, boy.
Hey, you know what you do? You know what you do? You put a stop to us saying that then. That's what you do.
Right. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Hey,
baby, don't put that number on him, baby. Don't put that number on him, baby.
Hey, listen, man. We fake ass, man. We put belt to ass. You ain't going to prove nothing on this phone.
Baby, don't put that number on him, man.
That's the whole thing. Hey, Vaughn, you know what we do? Hey, Vaughn, only thing I'm saying
is man, we fake. Hey, man, we fake ass. You just talking because you got lift. You shouldn't even be talking to us, man. Go sit down and take a break. Take a nap or something.
Get fucked up all your life.
Hey, man, sit out, man. Don't put that number on him, man. Nobody want to hear that shit, man.
I'm going on mute, man. You don't even race.
Why you spoke, man?
That man sound like he had too much Red Bull in his car.
Nova to Nova.
Let me talk to Nick.
Fuck you.
Nope, we running.
Let me talk
Mo.
To Nick.
Lil Mo don't
we
run on motor, motherfucker.
Nope, we running Lil Mo.
How you gonna run your own motor? You don't run on motor.
Well,
oh,
that's
man.
What,
you don't want to race, man.
About.
Well, you the one bringing it up. You the one talking about you going to run it.
Well,
you running talking about you going to lock in 1,000 on 5,000. Stop lying, pussy motherfucker.
Damn,
bitch,
shorty.
Hey, church, they can't
tell, tell Eddie if you trying to make a show, bitch. You trying to make a show?
Oh,
I,
man.
I'm going along with it. Are you trying to make a show? You fronting, bitch. You ain't gonna finna gamble no damn body, boy. Stop lying.
Come on, shorty.
You know they ain't gonna get on more. I wish they get on more and beat your ass. I believe they'll beat your
now,
ass
church.
On more.
Church, you got them now. They
I believe
gang
they'll
up
beat
on
the
you,
fuck
church.
Out you on more. I believe
come
they'll
on,
beat
shorty.
The fuck out you on more.
Hey, church, they gang it up on you, man. You got them now.
Race no motherfucker.
I believe I'll stick my dick in your mouth, too. I believe
okay,
I'm
get y'all ass down. Get y'all ass down with Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Lock in 1,000 on 5,000, bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Get
oh,
out
shit.
With my street cop, pussy
now,
motherfucker.
You got him where you want him.
Get
sir.
Out with my street cop.
Ass, nigga.
See, don't come out yet. See, don't come out. Lock in with Kamala Harris, bitch. Lock in, man. Lock in.
Got him, man.
Lock in, bitch. You don't want to gamble. Stop fronting, man.
Oh, man.
You
come
drinking
on,
that
shorty.
Motherfucking liquor, bitch. How much liquor
damn.
You drunk today?
Hey,
hey,
oh,
hey,
hell
that motherfucking Don Julio talking. That's that goddamn Don Julio talking.
Oh, man.
Got
it, Don Julio.
You got it,
man.
Stop
fronting,
man. Hey, church, you got him, man. He
on
the road.
Ass off, man. Some people think you arguing
man,
for real
man,
and you really going, you ain't going to race
oh,
nobody.
Man.
Why don't you stop, man?
Oh, right.
Would you
hey,
stop
church,
it, man?
Don't let him
lock me
don't
in.
Let him
lock
you,
me in. I'm taking their place. Lock me in, bitch. Shut your crybaby ass up. Listen to him cry.
Man.
Hey, listen to him cry. Listen to him cry, yeah. He crying. Listen. Listen, he cried.
Throw his ass, church. You a racist,
that bitch
man.
Throw
his ass.
Lord, have mercy.
Throw his ass, church. You a racist, man. Don't let him discredit you.
Hey, Flop.
Oh,
Flop.
Man.
Hey,
man.
That bitch in with Cumberland.
Hit him, Sean.
Why you won't lock Cumberland in? Why you won't lock Cumberland in with that raggedy ass?
Oh,
mother.
Man.
Lock in, bitch. Y'all can't even get to the track with the cop. Stop lying, man.
Damn, shorty.
Go here front and talk about getting in your
gamble. Come on, shorty.
Bitch, you ain't going to gamble
so,
nobody.
Shorty, you telling me he got a motherfucking driveway ready
man,
to
man, listen. Hey, Yak. Hey, Yak.
Come on,
I
Yak.
I just can't go off. I just can't go off. Man, lock his bitch ass in with Lil Mo, motor to motor, man. If you don't, I'm going to lock him in with Kamala Harris. Fuck him.
Oh,
mama.
Come on, shorty.
Man, that bitch ass nigga ain't going to race nobody. He ain't doing nothing but front, man. Go jag off $1,000. Everybody gonna tell
Lord,
me wrong, you gonna say you drunk. Get your stupid ass out of here, man. You over there raising
man,
all that fuss knowing you ain't
church,
coming
man.
To the track with no goddamn car, man. You stop fronting. I'll stop y'all with
my,
your
my,
ass.
My.
They kids. They kids.
I'll stop y'all. I'll stop y'all. Get your lying bitch
tell,
ass
tell
out
skin,
of here, boy.
Tell skin. He can't
just
spread it.
Shit,
that's
man.
Church, man. That's church.
Man, church gonna get his ass pulled out. Tell that bitch ass nigga to lock in. With Kevin, bitch ass,
oh,
with Kamala Harris, motherfucker. That shit on motor, get out. I'm going to try that shit. I don't give a fuck what they got in there. They going to put Leroy motor in the bitch. Get up there, nigga. Long as one of them bitch ass niggas driving, them two drunk ass bitches. Kevin, where are we for bitch ass baby driving? Get up there,
oh,
nigga.
Come on, man. Not the
motherfucker. That nigga lying, man. I don't even know why he lying. Somebody getting in his gamble. Got your bitch ass. Everybody know you ain't going to do nothing but
way,
that
man.
You can drink more than them. Stop lying, bitch. Look at him calling my phone. Look
Lord,
at this bitch ass much. Nigga calling my. I ain't going to even answer the bitch. Now, I'm going to ask him because I can hang him up. Hold on. Watch this, y'all. Watch this.
Bitch,
get to the line, bitch, motherfucker.
You ain't
get to the line, nigga. Lock in, man. Lock the fuck. You ain't somebody else's business.
You
ain't Yak Mill business.
You
in Yak Mill business, you bitch ass nigga.
You are
lock your bitch ass. What you calling me for, bitch?
You
lock in. Lock in. Lock in.
Lock in.
Lock in.
So
I said lock in, nigga.
And goddamn it,
lock in.
My.
Look at this bitch calling my phone.
Hey,
look at this bitch. He calling my line.
You give that nigga a headache, kid.
Hey, yeah. This bitch ain't gonna do nothing. Lock this bitch in, motor to motor, man.
I'm
gonna give you the 1,000, yak. Lock this bitch ass nigga in with little phone, motor to motor, man. Lock him in.
He ain't gonna go. He ain't gonna go.
I'm gonna bring you the 1,000 tonight, yak.
You pussy.
I'm gonna bring you the 1,000 tonight. Lock this bitch in, yak.
Get a race. If it don't look good to you.
Lil Mo want to run you, man. Lil Mo want to fuck with my blocking, bitch. I told him to run your bitch ass, nigga. You
can't lock in.
Hold his ass, sir. You got him on the
lock
rope.
In.
You got
lock
him
in.
On the rope,
fuck
sir.
It, I'm finna lock Lil Mo. Okay, I'm finna give you what you want. I'm finna give you what you want. If they don't run you, I'm going to lose my 1,000. Lock in 1,000, bitch. Lock in 1,000 to run Lil Mo with the Nova, bitch. What's up?
Oh, man.
You ain't never want to do it in the first place, you lying pussy motherfucker. You ain't doing nothing but
damn.
Yeah,
nigga, you bluff
lock
motherfucker.
In.
Yeah,
lock in.
You play
lock in time. With Lil Mo, bitch ass nigga. Lock in.
Man.
Lock in. I'm going to lock the tie in. I don't even know where it's at. Lock in,
mm-hmm.
bitch.
Hey, yeah. That bitch wasn't doing nothing for Frank, man. This drunk ass bitch.
Oh, man.
No motherfucker wearing that.
Not the oldest of Mayberry.
That is not the only one with some bread. That's the only one with some bread.
Church on the move.
Mechanically.
Hey, you hear this dumbass nigga, Yak? He said, if the shit ain't going my way, I can get in it.
No.
What are you talking about?
Right.
The man don't feel like
this. Hey. Ah, look at that fucking dumbass.
Hey, Ben Study told me lock your dumbass in.
I told him to lock you in, bitch.
No,
I'm on the phone right now. I told him to lock you in.
About
he can't lose a dad. Get up there, yeah, yak. Look at that.
Hey,
Church,
I wasn't even locking
money.
In. Church,
he
ain't got any
yak.
Money.
Hey, yak, I'm going to bet all the money.
Come on, man,
I'm
man.
Nasty motherfucker. I don't want
to. I'm gonna bet all the money.
I'm talking to your nasty ass, you bitch.
Man,
no,
that motherfucker. Yeah, gonna lock in. I'm gonna give him the money.
Your nasty ass.
Okay,
no.
Well, lock in with Lil Mo.
My.
Lock in with Lil Mo, man.
I didn't say
lock in, bitch.
I didn't say no.
You fronting on the show. Lock the fuck in, nigga. Lock in.
That
bitch don't want no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to trick this
That bitch don't want no trouble. Lock the fuck in, nigga. Lock in, man. I don't want to hear that shit. Lock the fuck in, nigga.
Man, get your bitch ass out of you. A
lock in,
Lord,
man.
Have mercy.
Lock in.
Lock in.
Nigga,
man, vice this dick in your mouth.
Don't
I don't give no fuck about none of that shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Lock this dick in your mouth. Lock in, bitch. I like money, bitch. I don't like no vice laws or no GDEs or
no
bitch. Bitch, I like money, pussy motherfucker. Lock the fuck in, bitch. I don't want to hear nothing about no gang. That gang ain't going to stop you from getting your ass whooped. Hey, that gang can't save you when I get beside your bitch ass with Kamala, baby.
With
that goddamn remote. Lock the fuck in on Vice Lord, nigga. Lock in, bitch.
Oh, man, not the Vice Lord.
This bitch ass nigga talking about Vice Lord. What the fuck that got to do with it? Lock the fuck ass in, bitch. Lock in on whatever, nigga, on Lil Mo. Lock in
man,
on the phone,
business,
nigga. Lock
on
in on the phone.
Come on, shorty.
Come on, man.
You a bitch. I swear to God. You are a fake
100%. Now you sitting around his lap. Yes,
lock in on the
moles, nigga. Lock in on
man.
L-Rookies, nigga. On my L-Rookie homies. Lock in, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Eddie?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
That nigga got it all in your gamble. He act like he the only one with some bread around this motherfucker. Go to his ass, bro.
Oh, man.
Fuck
Sin, hey,
man.
Look at him. Look at him. Now he's licking on Flop. He's going to lick on Flop.
I'm not. Oh, man.
Hey, Flop, you understand where he going
yeah,
with it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. You know I do. Man, that's church, man.
Not the Don Julio.
Somebody else come and fucking say shit. And
look at,
he ain't got it bad.
Look at,
he ain't got
look
it bad to motherfucker. When he don't want to see his friends fucked up, guess what he do? Open the door.
Oh, so you ain't so yak my friend and you ain't?
He said, no, I never said that. No, 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 I never said that. I never said that name in my mouth. I think he hit me, he put that name.
Well, who was I taking up for then? Who was I taking up for? I said, who was I taking up for?
No. What I said was this here. When I
who was I taking up for?
You
ain't doing shit for bluffing, bitch. You ain't going
to
raise nobody, pussy
motherfucker.
Hold on, bitch. Hold on. One of these hoes calling me. Hold on, bitch.
Hey, church. He won't even let you talk, church.
I'm going to see what happened in the end of the video. Get into somebody else's business.
Church, you head
stop,
his ass, cause man.
You good for saying stop getting in my business. You good for saying
you
that, right?
So you head his ass, church, for real,
that's
man.
You, bro.
That's why he started yelling and shit, man. He was trying to overtalk
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's the only reason I started yelling.
Oh, man.
You do the same shit. You do the same exactly thing. Man got trick dice. The man got damn to do this. And you can't stand that shit. Now, with somebody you like that, well, guess what? He just came back to you. Don't get in my motherfucking business, bitch-ass nigga. Pussy-ass nigga. Let me trick
him. They don't know you're getting that goddamn Nova and swing that motherfucker too, church, while they playing.
Yeah, motherfucker got a brand new car. No, I ain't for to get in no Nova. I ain't for to get nothing but that break last Cadillac and goddamn it, hope and pray.
I heard the man say you can swing that motherfucker if you want to.
But the thing is though, hey Flop, this is the thing. When somebody else is somebody gamble, if somebody else is somebody gamble, you know Skin good to say,
man, hey man, stay out my gamble. Man, don't do what I do. Because bitch, you ain't never gambled in your life.
No,
shut your bitch ass
dude,
up, nigga. You ain't got no damn gamble. You ain't got no gamble. Man, get your whole ass out of here. Argue this dick in your mouth.
Okay, good. Okay,
pussy
good.
Motherfucker.
Now, no.
I know you ain't talking about
no,
if somebody
no.
gamble,
I,
bitch ass nigga.
Right.
You jumps in
absolutely
all my
right.
shit.
No,
talking about them your friends. Friends this dick
now,
in
no,
your
no,
mouth.
No. Now,
man, you been
you.
In.
Now, no.
You been
when
in it. What's good for the group is good for the gamble.
Man,
you ain't got no gamble, bitch ass nigga.
It's cool when they do it.
That's
a problem when I do it.
You ain't gambling nobody. You ain't gambling nobody. Stop lying.
We don't be in a bat line.
You ain't gambling nobody.
That's what I do.
Man, I'm going to make sure I slap the shit out of you, too. So you better knock my ass out here. If you better
knock
my ass out,
you ain't want to fight. You
did
that nigga alone, sir. She's going to fight, man.
Yeah, watch.
Because you know you.
Yeah, all that shit sounds good. Like I said, nigga, you stay in my gamble. Why? How you think you able to say what you say right now? You stay in my gamble. You stay in my gamble. You don't even have a gamble.
What was that boy name?
But if I was in your gamble, I'm already in. Because you stay in my
Corey Lee
said, man, I don't want to hear nothing about no bitch-ass Corey Lee or none of these bitches. I don't want to hear none of that shit. If you get in my shit, then be prepared to get the shit slapped out you. That's all. Now, all that shit sounds good. I'm going to go another line because I know you ain't doing nothing front. Man, you ain't got nothing in the bitch.
You a bitch.
Your mammy a bitch. Now,
damn.
He out of there. See how you got out of there? Hung your bitch ass up. Your bitch ass off my line. How y'all doing?
Lord, how much?
Bitch, call somebody else with that shit. This line, bitch ass. Stay in my business. I'm gambling Kevin Wesley, Keon. He jumps his bitch ass right in.
What?
Look at this bitch calling me back. Look at him. I'm going to click him in and get him out of there. Calling my phone, pussy motherfucker. Quit calling my phone, bitch. Quit calling my phone, pussy ass nigga. Call the show, bitch. Call the show, bitch. Call the show. What you calling me for?
Lord, have mercy.
I'm bitch. Look, he hung up. Get your bitch ass out of there. Yeah, you like that kid?
I'm waiting on him to call me. I'm waiting on him to call me.
Oh, come on, Flop.
Hey, Yak Man sitting there like he for real. They think this motherfucker for real. They ain't trying to lock
you. Oh, man, come on. Come on, I know Yak. Yak, I know Yak been called, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I see Yak just thought he was for real. Hey, man, get on that phone and say, man, quit talking to him, man. Oh,
Lord. I know that man ain't going to do nothing. No.
Yeah, but you thought he was for real, Yak. Lock his beat ass in. He ain't going to lock
you. Lord, how much.
He's lying his ass off, man. That man ain't going to bip a bop in a barbershop.
You heard what I told
him. This motherfucker got the nerve to say I'm in his gamble. And every time I try to run Kevin with, no, bitch, you got my friend. You got to get us three in the hit with Tom of the ass and all that old shit. Man, get your whole ass out of here. And Tom, I'm in his business. Come on, man, stop it. Ain't gonna gamble nobody.
Thank you.
He ain't been knowing this bitch all his life. Know that bitch ain't gonna do nothing but turn up a 40 ounce.
Hey, yeah, can I talk to you?
You know, but turn up a 40 ounce, bitch motherfucker. You ain't gonna do no goddamn thing.
No, I don't wanna talk to you.
Bitch ass out. Bitch, go cut somebody out. You all get in your business when you cut somebody out, fucking they lining up.
When
your
folks
on their neck with them dirty ass clips.
Oh, man.
Your dirty clip of having bitch. That's in your business, man.
Come on, Shorty.
Talk your goddamn business, puss-ass nigga.
Yo, bitch ass.
Don't fix them dirty-ass clippers, bitch. You been cutting the hell out people dead with them clippers. And then you putting it on a motherfucker head. Fuck is you talking about?
Lord, have mercy.
Man, get your whole ass out. Get your, nigga, I'll get in your mammy business, pussy motherfucker. I'll get in your mammy business, bitch.
I'll get in your business, bitch.
Man, bitch, I don't want shit from your broke pussy ass, nigga.
Fuck is you talking about? And I ain't gonna be no sick nigga, bitch ass nigga. Hey, bro. All that extra shit you talking to me,
you
man, I wouldn't give a fuck. And punk kid, sit your whole ass down before you not bring no motherfucker like
y'all found out what I did.
Money and all that little shit you gotta get. That's why big Sunni stop fucking with your poor ass. You ain't have no motherfucking money, bitch ass nigga. Big Stoney's kind of carrying your
Hey, baby. Hey, baby, chill out, man.
I'm
she didn't do nothing, man.
Goddamn it. Oh, they asked me the other day, goddamn it, on the dog show.
What I do, Flop?
Hey, baby, you ain't going to be talking to kids like that, baby.
Because.
Well, what I do?
Stop, goddamn it.
Hey, baby, you ain't going to be talking to kids like that.
Pussy motherfucker. What? You ain't had no, what? You got a motherfucking, a whole motherfucking, a few motherfucking, they motherfucker got
Hey, baby, get the fuck off a kid, nigga.
I swear for living God.
Hey, baby, you drunk bitch.
You
get the fuck off a kid, nigga.
Bitch, you. I'm tired
hey, baby,
you
get your drunk ass somewhere and sit down, man. Kid ain't getting shit to you. Big fucking ass motherfucker, you.
Stop taking your ass down.
What I do,
man?
Kid, what I do?
Bitch, you better hold your liquor.
The most part of the red sheet. You stankin' motherfucker.
Damn.
You ain't skin.
How you do that, kid?
Oh, Lord, that boy.
Motherfucker, you.
My mind is a terrible thing to waste.
I just thought it sounded good. Got back to y'all ass. Yep.
Hey, baby,
so I'm going to
let you know,
you
get on kid, you get on kid again, it's going to be me and you, baby.
Down south of the wild.
What I do, Flop?
Snooney ain't goddamn to put you in the car, you pussy bitch-ass nigga. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
He mad because kid show his ass up.
I'm back.
Now he looking for something.
You know how that goes.
He trying to get on kid with his stinking ass now.
Oh, he's dead.
You know how that goes.
I'm back, bitch. Get on me.
Show you back. Shorty,
baby.
Hey,
baby. Don't make a motherfucker call Osa around this
you're
motherfucker
nasty
on your
looking
ass.
Feet.
Oh, man, that
you
Osa Trace.
Like
you
got to
pussy motherfucker.
Everybody keep asking
me what's wrong with your bitch ass. Man, what's wrong with baby? Bitch, you look like you stink, bitch.
Get
your
nasty
ass
up, bitch.
You
look
wrinkled
T-shirt
wearing,
bitch. You look like a
bitch. Oh,
man.
Not Osa
Trace.
I finna call Osa on your bitch ass, nigga. That's your real
man.
Pussy motherfucker. Hold on, I'm finna call Osa.
Lord have mercy.
I had to get it.
Hey, baby,
that motherfucker finna call Osa on your motherfucking ass, nigga. Not Osa Trace. Hey, bitch ass nigga.
Lord
have mercy. Osa said he's sweet, bitch. You know you your real daddy, bitch ass nigga. You fucking your mama. My
damn.
Dad.
Oh, man.
My real daddy.
You've been living,
hey,
you been living with your fake daddies all your life, bitch.
Oh, man. Come on, shorty. Say that so, shorty.
Hey, kid.
Hey, bitch.
What else, Flop?
Remember that day, baby, called us.
Hey, kid. Go ahead, what you said.
For 60,000 two
nope.
Nights in a row.
Hey,
yeah, I heard it.
Hey,
I heard
said,
that.
We're going to need you to find all the people hung out in their garage. You
ain't
shit for DNA.
I know, I know I'm flopping.
You
ain't
shit
for DNA.
What is this shit about 15 or 20 of
them? Oh, man.
When the motherfucker, all the
hustlers, he be mad when you be behind the counter, he can't get nothing for free.
They ain't taking the motherfucker.
Hey,
Ken. Hey,
we got to run. Hey, we got to get some DNA tests.
You
on every motherfucker hung
that,
out at that garage. Kids say about 15 or 20 motherfuckers. Kids say about 15 or 20 motherfuckers hanging out at that garage.
Mr. Brock, you don't want to say that, dude. Damn, nigga. You got your ass fucked up.
My,
I'm going to hunt you up with that motherfucker. Upset.
Look at
it. Pussy ass, nigga. Look at it.
Guess what? Guess what?
No, guess
I fucked y'all up
ass,
in that
right?
Weak ass drop down.
Pussy ass
hey,
nigga.
You,
now I'm
hey,
feeling
you
that's
worried
the
about
the fuck you feel,
hey,
pussy ass nigga. The
you
fuck
worried
I'm
about somebody
feel.
Else fucking
man,
me up,
fuck
but I fucked
man,
y'all
fuck
up.
You.
What y'all
man,
wanna
fuck
do?
You,
oh man,
nigga,
what y'all
side,
wanna
fuck.
Do, nigga?
Man, fuck
what you bitches
wanna
do?
You a straight 100%
nigga.
Cause
what you
whore
ass niggas
wanna
do?
You wanna say something?
I beat the fuck out y'all,
and
bitch.
And say the same motherfucker shit to you.
You
ain't kidding
with me. Y'all mad at each other. Both
right
of you bitches stink.
Oh,
you
man.
You stinking, bitch. Shut up, bitch. Y'all change y'all clothes in the car, bitch.
Motherfucker.
Y'all must got, y'all ain't even got
fuck
no baby wipes
you,
in the car, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch.
You nasty, bitch.
Do something about
you bitches go looking
damn.
Nasty.
Do something about
and y'all jump and change y'all clothes in the car and go to the funeral. You pussy motherfucker.
Lord have mercy.
Man, shut the fuck up,
your
bitch.
Hand,
get down my devil, and I'll stay out of yours.
And then you go to hell.
Get on that.
And I'll stay out
of yours, bitch.
Fuck you.
And I'll stay out of yours, bitch.
How you
like
that?
Hey, man, I just finished this.
Oh, man.
I just finished this.
What
up,
Lee?
Hey,
Lord,
Lee,
I had
to get it.
Hey,
you was in my job first, bitch.
Oh, man.
I'm getting
all
your job laughing like a motherfucker, kid.
Yeah, he back there laughing like a motherfucker.
You're nasty, bitch.
Can't go
shut up, you
damn.
Bitch. Get on his ass. You ain't got no teeth on the side of your mouth, bitch. I bet you ain't got no teeth on the side of your mouth anyway.
You're
nasty, bitch. Nah, I bet you won't come and open your mouth in front of kids, nigga.
Hey,
and see that that motherfucking teabag in your mouth. You got a teabag in your mouth.
I bet
you
had
a teabag
when
you
was
bitch, you dip
snuff.
Do you dip snuff on them rough ass gums, bitch?
Get on
his ass,
dude.
Camel skin.
Shut the fuck up, you rock teeth. I bet you ain't got no teeth on the side of your mouth. Your puss ass. I got beat with a bat. You a lying bitch. Your shit rotten, bitch. Shut up, you rotten mouth, bitch. Shut up. I bet your smile ain't pretty.
I can't believe you talking to church.
Your smile ain't pretty, bitch. Hey, bitch. You got all that money, bitch. Go buy some dentures and put in there, bitch. And smile at me, pussy motherfucker.
Damn.
Don't put them fake ass guns in your mouth with them teeth and smile at me. I want you to smile when you see me. Bitch, I don't want to hear nothing about no dirty ass bobo. I don't want to hear nothing about that dirty motherfucker y'all live together. You a bobo live together, bitch. Both of you bitches dirty. You dirty nasty bitch. I can be broken in the door,
bitch,
but you can't
stand
everybody, bitch.
The reason that
oh,
this bitch ass nigga won't go down
yeah,
with these Jews,
don't
be clean
when
you don't stop fucking with
them.
You
don't
come
out.
Bobo,
damn,
no, 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 no,
yeah,
no, 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 no. Let me tell you, no, 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 no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
and you right behind him, bitch, smelling that dirt. You're nasty. Dirty, stinking, rotten mouth, bitch.
Bobo and
shut
Big
up,
Stoney
bitch.
Been going
your mouth rotten.
Right
I bet you are. I bet $1,000 your mouth rotten.
They go down.
And you ain't got no teeth on the left side of your mouth, bitch. Up top.
Good.
Now what you want to say? Your nasty,
Lord,
bitch. Your motherfucking gums purple, bitch.
Man, I
your
don't
purple gums having,
shit.
Bitch.
Hey,
Hey,
your
gingivitis
having motherfucker. Shut up.
I'm talking about
you got
gingivitis,
bitch.
I'm talking about the
poor ass. And you got them hoes want to talk to you.
You got tricked out.
Get on that. Get on that, baby. Get on that.
Hey, just put the nigga got tricked out. Don't shoot back. How about this?
At least, I hope you bought some fish and shit because this bitch hungry. Feed this bitch. Feed this bitch. Get your bitch ass up to chill,
man,
bitch,
man,
and get you some fish. Get you some fish, whole ass nigga. Pussy motherfucker. Put your dirty ass off the phone, bitch.
It's all fun and games.
I know this, though.
But when you do it,
do one thing,
somebody else do it to
bitch, you know I'll come to you and say the same shit.
You a hoe ass.
I ain't going to see you and suck
your
dick.
I got to be this. You know I got to have it. No, well, guess what?
Man,
y'all
have this dick in your mouth.
You
nasty bitch. Shut up.
My bitch run you off that porch. When you got them and shake your bitch ass. When you have to jump down and ask the motherfucker for it, bitch. Now you gonna sit around and talk about my mouth.
Oh,
and all
you
this
got
shit.
That
you
for me?
That shit when the
I
dog
got this for you.
Bitch,
you want that shit when bitch your boy
now
ran
you
your bitch ass,
ass
over.
Bitch ass
you pussy motherfucker.
Bitch
ass.
Oh, man. Come on, Shorty.
I don't want to fight no more.
Oh, come on, Shorty.
Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Byron knocked your teeth out with that bottle, bitch.
And
this ass.
You don't want to talk about that, right?
Come on. Come on. Come on, Shorty.
You don't want to talk about that, right?
Bitch,
you don't want to talk about that.
Hey,
come on. Come on, Shorty.
You don't want to talk about when Byron bust your bitch ass upside the head with that bottle,
man.
And you see him in chills and don't say nothing.
Not Byron. Not Deucey cousin Byron.
You got that for me?
Oh,
I
have mercy.
I got that for you.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that shit. Hey, bitch,
pussy, bitch,
talk about my teeth. Talk about this and that. You want to talk about a stab? You want to talk about a bitch stabbing me? I bet you that bitch ain't up in chill and you speaking to her. I ain't speaking to her.
Oh, come on, Shorty.
You want to suck my teeth? I did hit you in the head with a bottle, bitch.
Oh, man. Get
along
the bottle.
Can we all just get along? And then it seemed like,
Come on, Shorty.
Preacher boy said, don't say my name no more. He said, preacher boy. He said, he went over there. That bitch was scared to death. Preacher boy had one leg.
Damn.
He was dumb, scary bitch.
Oh, man.
No motherfucker going to scare me with one leg. Nigga, you crazy.
Oh, oh man.
No.
Hey,
you was a hoe, nigga. Shut up. Talking about a bitch ass.
Oh,
bitch.
Man.
Go ahead, let me go on mute.
Ever since I done came back to drag racing, there's been a bunch of chaos. Everybody getting into it with everybody.
If you want peace, motherfucker, get out of drag racing. And the pizza comes
back. I want peace.
I'm trying to eat it. I'm trying to finish this little war I got with this little boy.
Go ahead and finish him off. You got the nail in the coffin.
Now, where your bitch ass at? You
mouth, bitch.
Damn.
I can't believe
you don't
like that, man.
Man,
who was that, man?
Wait till we get to the track. Everything I'm saying on the phone, kid, I want you to say, Charlie, say that shit in his face. I'm going to say, bitch, open your mouth. Look at that bitch. Wait till I see that bitch. Wait till I see that bitch, please. They can't do nothing but kill me.
My.
You know what, crazy kid? A lot of these motherfuckers on these phones saying this shit, they ain't gonna say none of that shit in person. When I see that bitch in person, I'm gonna say the same shit. I might be saying the same shit. The same exact shit. I'm gonna say, bitch, look at your pants. Mm-hmm. You got on Mr. B pants, bitch. Your big ass pants, bitch. You little in the Hey, man, was that Union Grove with Mr. B pants on, looking like a motherfucking hype man. And Kim's no Corvette.
Come on, shorty.
Kim's no Corvette, man. Looking like he was gonna fit and all. I said, look at this motherfucker.
This is a bully. I won't let him keep bullying this man like this. He a bully.
Hey, kid.
Yeah. Yep.
How the fuck you cut hair? Why you won't line yourself up?
Hey,
Jeremiah.
Hold on, Stan. Let's see who that gentleman was talking about the bully stuff. Oh, you called him out.
Oh, no, I'm talking to him right now. Hey, Jeremiah, let me ask you a question.
Yes, bully.
Jeremiah.
Yes, bully.
Hey, Jeremiah, are you going to detail all them cars and have yours nasty than a motherfucker?
No, sir.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How the fuck you a barber? What, you won't line your own?
I want a little freak.
I'm not understanding.
I want a little freak.
They ain't locking in right now. Hey, they not locking in right now, motherfucker. They not locking in. They not locking in, right? Ain't no locking in right now, man. We signifying. It's a signifying
show. Hey, Jeremiah, you got paid. You got bought on the punk out and then ain't going to lock back in.
I ain't got bought out on the punk out.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what you're talking about. I called that man and told him he better not pay him a dime.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Why you do that? Why you do that? Jeremiah,
because I had to realize something. That man had $500 of my money in his pocket. I want my $500 back plus $2,000.
Ooh, wait. Who you talking about? You talking about Three Love?
Yeah, I want my money back.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I want my money back, motherfucker.
Let me ask you a question, Jeremiah. If you happen to get away or they pay you to lock up Three Love them or you get away, are you still going to run the tow tag the same day?
I'm locking Vicky.
I already paid his motherfucking lockup. I already paid his shit. The motherfucking
you know what? You should have paid his lockup on the intentions that he jacked it. He locked you in, and that way he couldn't say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Hey,
now I got to get $1,000 out of his ass. That's all.
Hey, Vic. Okay.
Okay, well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You say you paid his lockup off, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. So what if Jeremiah get to the track and say, no, if he want to race them, they owe him the lockup if they don't race? I'm just asking for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I bought his spot, motherfucker.
I hear what you're saying, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. You didn't get Jeremiah $500.
No.
Hey, so how do Jeremiah get compensated?
Locked by locking me in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you gonna make him do that? Oh, okay. I'm gonna leave that alone then. Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm locked in. I'm finna lock in 1-on-5 with a kill. No, 2-on-10. And then you just gonna tell me you paid it off and you gonna run me with your Regal. And
hey,
I'm gonna see if I bet
hey,
I'm gonna get my 2,000
from. Tell you what, baby, so you stay out my motherfucking gamble.
Hey, check it out, Vic. I don't want to disrespect you. You can suck my dick, though. I'm not in your gamble. You on this motherfucking show.
Don't introduce me to your motherfucking
you
dick either, nigga.
When somebody says something in you bitch-ass nigga's favor, it's okay. I'm talking to Jeremiah. I say what the fuck I want to say. You niggas crazy, man. The fuck I'm in your gamble. You sucked in this shit. Talking about you paid his lockup off. I'm talking to Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah. Do you want that money if Scott and them don't race you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. I rest my case. I'm going to mute. Fuck, I'm in motherfucker. Yeah. Boy, you acting like baby. Not, that ain't even funny in you. Get out of me and his
man.
Shit because that bitch stay in my gamble. That bitch stay in my gamble. You don't even know what me and that man got going on. And you mentioned his name. Stop it, bitch. I'm talking to Jeremiah. I wouldn't even study y'all locking in. You ain't said a motherfucking word when Flopman broke it up. They the one talking about is he still racing? Is he paid off? You jumped your happy ass in something. I'm talking to
and
Jeremiah.
And I said his motherfucking ass is scared. You don't run shit, kid.
I ain't got nothing to do with that, bitch. You talking
right,
to me. You said stay out of your gamble. I'm not in your gamble. I don't give a fuck about your gamble. I don't give a fuck about it.
You
I don't give a fuck
man.
What you and Jeremiah got going on.
So,
I'm totally different, and y'all jumped in talking about that locking.
I don't
have nothing to do with that. This is a fucking talk show. People talk about what the fuck they want to talk about. They've been doing
mm-hmm.
it. They calling out ETs. They saying all types of
shit. Mute.
Stop it, man.
Mute his mic.
Stop it.
Mute his mic. Get him out of there.
I'm just making up shit, and I'm picking on him, my man. I don't even know why he's doing that. He's going to piggyback off this drunk-ass, bitch-ass nigga, man, and pull some bullshit. Stop it, man. Please stop. Me and you
just like
stop,
you want your $500.
Me and you
just
bitch,
like you want your $500, Jeremiah, I want my $500. Lock your sweet ass in.
He told Vic to pay a debt off. I don't know why.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't never heard none of that. That ain't my business. Ain't none of it my business.
I heard you say that.
So,
Big that, I will kill your motherfucking ass. I want to raise the bet.
Hey, Strap. All of that sounds good.
I told you this
would stop. Hey, Strap, all that sounds good. I talked to Vic, so that's why I'm a little thrown off right now because I talked to Vic right then and there. I got off the phone. You didn't hear me on the show for 10 minutes. I was on the phone with Vic. I say, Vic, you ain't paying
mm-hmm.
him. I said, no, that ain't going to happen. Vic is an honest person. He don't tell you that phone call happened. I said, you ain't paying him. I'm going to race them. I said, because right now anything can happen. God forbid your car not ready, and you already paid. Or let's say it rained. You already paid. That don't even make common sense. Y'all ain't going to get that man back his money. I say, look, man, me and that man going to go. I'm going to kill you, Scrap. You just don't know it yet.
Jeremiah,
you're
scared because if you weren't scared, motherfucker,
hey,
you
hey,
wouldn't be saying
hey,
it. Did you
hey,
think my car ain't going to
hey,
be ready?
Hey,
already, they already told me what you said, Jeremiah.
Hey, Scrap,
I'm fucking running scared. Oh, beat the fuck
hey,
out of you, boy.
Hey, Scrap, you think I'm running scared? I'm okay.
Jeremiah.
Hey,
but Jeremiah,
my car is in this
Tennessee
shop.
And Jeremiah, could I say something real quick?
Go ahead, Charlie.
So I could be neutral all the way around the board. So you can tell me the same thing. Stay out your gamble. Your stupid ass shouldn't even engage in that conversation with them. You should have never even engaged in that conversation.
And that's true.
Now, I'm going mute.
I accept what you said. I don't have no rebuttal to what you said. Again, like
why would
I
even tell
crap?
Pick some dumbass shit like
hey,
that, though?
Hey, hold on.
To pay
his
pay
to
lock up off. That was stupid
so
to
Vic,
even say that.
Hey, listen. Vic never locked that in the plea. I talked to Vic. While he was talking freeload, I called Vic phone. I said, hey, Vic, don't go through with that. I said, don't take that man no money. I told him.
You
so,
can't, but see, that's the whole thing.
What you mean? I can't
you told me before you got on, before you called me, don't start on this bullshit. You said pay your lock off, pay you out the rate, and you're going to lock me in. I
hey,
paid
Vic,
you out
hey,
the
Vic,
lock up,
hey, Vic,
and now you
question.
Won't lock me in.
I got a question. I got a question.
Money,
I got a question. I got a question. Hold on, Vic. Because now I'm going to get a person that was on the phone while I was on the phone with you, Vic. So I'm waiting on you to lie.
I don't give
right
a fuck
now.
About none of that.
Hold on, Vic. Vic, I'm waiting on you to lie. So, Vic, I did not call you while we were – wait a minute. While we were in the middle of that conversation, say, hey, Vic, don't pay that man a dime, Vic. Did I not tell you that, Vic? I ain't say that?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so, Vic, did I not say that while – three lugs and then we're on the phone and you all were going back and forth with that. Did I not say that then, Vic? Did I not call you before?
I
you
had already
that?
Said that I was going to pay your lockup, Jeremiah.
I don't care what you said, Vic. What
and you said, pay the money and you going to lock me in?
Vic. I
then you called me.
I'm going to say it like this. I'm just being honest with you.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
I don't give a
hey.
Fuck about none of it.
Wait, y'all the one playing games? How you gonna tell me he stopped playing games when I called that man and told that man before he locked anything in, Scrap? I said, hey man, don't pay them people, man. I'm running Scrap. I don't know what you're talking about. I said, man, I'm running Scrap, man. I told him, I said, man, anything could happen. I said, that man, car might not be ready. The weather could come, man. Don't pay that man before that date.
That's what you heard. That's what you said, motherfucker. You said the car ain't going to be
that,
ready.
Man.
And I'm going to bet you $2,000 I'll be up in that
bitch. Hey, listen.
Man, you must have forgot, motherfucker. I'll pay a bitch extra to stay up late at night to work on
that.
You got to be fucked up, boy.
You rich.
You got to be all the way fucked up. No, I'm not rich. I'm not rich, but I'm okay. I'm not rich, but I'm okay.
Again. All I'm saying is the obvious. I told that man, I say, hey, man, all I was saying, I'm not speaking ill on your car scrap, none of that. I told that man, hey, man, anything can happen, bro. I say, I don't want us to be in a situation to where you pay somebody and something could happen, bro, where we're not even able to race that day, man. I'm praying for beautiful weather. I'm praying for everybody's car to get there. I just told him, don't pay
that
money,
bro. Don't coming up in that bitch with no back bumper on to fuck you up. I ain't going to even
that's
have no
cool.
back bumper.
Hey,
that bitch going to be a father.
Hey,
I'm
crap.
Coming up in there to kill
hey,
your
crap.
Motherfucking
hey,
ass.
Cool,
that bitch going to be half a day. Might not have
hey,
no truck on.
It ain't the first time I died, bro. But I promise you, it won't be the last time, man.
No back
bumper. It won't be the last time, crap. Time, bro. But all I'm saying is,
all your freak life lovers that they like to get it up there though. Since I ain't coming,
man, look,
a little bit
look,
like the pie
hey, I'm not. But see,
all
hey,
your
crap,
freak
life I don't want you to think that's what I'm banking on. I'm not banking on that crap. It's God.
Well,
alone.
That's what you. That's what you
I
said. That's what you said.
Crap,
no, that's what you said.
And Jeremiah would have never told that man, pay my punk out and I'll raise you. We wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Yeah, he shouldn't even deal with that, though.
Why you all in my motherfucking business and you wasn't on the phone?
Right.
Let's start off with this. Vic got his hot
right,
nut
baby.
Ass on the phone talking. Hold on one second. Vic got his hot nut ass on the phone talking about, I should pay your punk out. I want you that bad. I say, what you doing?
No, I didn't say I should. I say I will pay your fucking fuck out.
Man, hey.
Ain't no
hey,
motherfucking
hey, Vic,
should.
Vic,
nigga,
Vic,
I want
Vic,
your ass.
Hey, Vic. And that's how hot you was on the phone last night. You want me so bad. I say, well, do it. Vic,
Vic, I called you right after I say, well, do it. I say, Vic, don't pay them. Did I not do that, Vic? Did I not
do it? The shit was already in the making. I had already talked to Freelove.
Man, shit. Hey, Vic, I'm done talking, Vic. I'm done. I'm done talking.
The shit was already in the making.
Hey, Vic.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Vic, Vic, Vic. You just set up and told a lie that did not happen. No, no, Vic. I don't like that, bro. That's bad integrity, man. You set up there and just told a lie. You ain't even had to tell. As soon as I said, well, do it, I called you right in the middle of the back line, Vic.
No, go back and listen to the show. Go back and listen to the show.
Vic, I don't have – all right, so I got a question for you, Vic. How long before after I said that did I call you, Vic? That's all I need to know.
After I talked to Three Love.
Vic, you never talked to Three Love, man. Me and you talked.
You was a motherfucking lie.
Oh,
you was a motherfucking lie.
Vic, on my mama's life, nigga. Vic, on Mason Carter Barnes' life, nigga. When I talk to you, you had never talked to Three Love, man. Vic, I ain't gonna sit up here.
I had already talked to Three Love, dude.
Man, get the fuck out of here, Vic. All right, man. Whatever, bro. All right. Whatever, Vic. Whatever, bro. I'm done with it, Vic. Hey, hey.
I ain't got like a lot of you.
Hey, Vic, I'm
so
done.
So now y'all done
I'm
fucked up that lock-in, so that ain't no lock-in.
No, we didn't. That man's still on.
Oh,
bro. No, what are you talking about? Now, he gave that man $500. That's on him. Me and that man raced still on, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. Now, if he gave him $500, he's the person that, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That man's still on. For May 17th.
So much in the corner, Jim, man. You told that man to pay that money.
I bet y'all won't. Now, how much you want to bet?
You told him to pay the money.
You got nothing to do with it. I don't get that
man. Hey, Jeremiah, you never had me locked in no way, so I don't get two fucks.
That's what I'm saying.
I keep telling you this, bro. I'm just saying, though.
Why
is this black bro as well, Jeremiah? You told that man on the national show to pay that money. And you was going to lock him in.
That man know I called him within 5 minutes while we were all still talking. I called that man. I said, hey, man, don't pay that off. He was like, oh,
hey, Jeremiah, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Shawty.
Y'all was on the show. Why you didn't just tell him on the show?
Don't pay it off. So he paid, so Vic paid the lockup?
Man, no, Vic ain't paid no lockup.
He said he did.
Vic ain't paid no lockup.
He said he paid.
I guarantee Three Lug ain't got no money.
I paid the call Three Lug.
That's all
an
accident.
Hey, Vaughn. Listen, man. I called this man within 3 to 5 minutes while we were still talking. I said, hey, Vic.
He's a motherfucking liar,
Vic. All right. Look, Vic. I'm going to bet you $1,000 right now, nigga. I can go back to the recording. When we
I talked to Three Lug before I talked to you.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hey,
why
Vic,
would I?
Vic,
how would I get to know about
hey,
that?
I'm
going to
catch you
in the
lot. Vic, I'm going to catch you in the lot. I'm going to bet
you $1,000.
Hey,
Jeremiah, the damn show is
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Shorty. I'm going to tell Shorty this. Hey, Shorty.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet this man $1,000. I can go back. Get the recording of when we was talking and show you my call log, boy, within 3 to 5 minutes
but
of
listen,
talking.
But, Jeremiah, but listen to what I'm saying, though. But listen to what I'm saying. You have a recording on Sham's show of what's being said. You don't have no recording on what you told him on the back line. Why you didn't tell him on Sham's show?
They're right.
Why you didn't tell him on Sham's show? Just pay them shit, man. Why you didn't do that?
You right about that. You right about that.
You want me to tell you why? You want me to tell you why? Do you want me to tell you why, Finn?
Why?
Because niggas is always trying to be fucking nickel slick and play fucking games. That's why.
Oh. I told you don't pay the man.
That's why. Niggas always trying to be fucking nickel slick.
Hey, I hear what you're saying,
no
Jeremiah. But I just want to ask you one question.
Again, Ken, I asked you to do that because somebody else was talking on the show at that point in time. Vaughn yakking, somebody else started talking, right?
Okay.
I called that man to not get in the middle. Hey, listen, Ken, on my mama's life, on Mason Carter Barnes' life, I called that man right there not to get in the middle of what they had, what Vaughn and him had going on. I said, hey, Vic, I ain't paying that off. I said, Vic, don't pay that off. So Vic said, what about me racing you? I want you bad. I say, Vic, let me tell you this, man. I say, Vic, anything can happen. I say, that man, car might not be ready.
I said, the weather could come. I say, Vic, why would you pay them off that far in advance? I said, bro, that don't make sense. That man said,
you're lying. You're fucking lying. Now I'm going to tell the motherfucking truth, nigga, because you're fucking lying. You said the motherfucking car ain't ready. That's what the fuck you said. You said the man's car ain't going to be ready, and you want your fucking money. That's what you said, nigga. Now say the shit right.
Why y'all just won't get it on, man? All this arguing back
and forth.
What
do
you mean? Just run the man. Vic want to run you that bad, run the man.
Hey, listen.
Fuck
hey, listen. Hey, listen. I'll get the Vic with me and Scrap finished. That's that. That's it. It ain't nothing else to talk about. I ain't got nothing to do with what that man did. I called that man. I told that man. He decided he wanted to do it doing last time I talked to him. No, you didn't, man. Because you told me you ain't talked to him, man. You was a liar.
I didn't
tell
you shit.
Man, Vic.
You told me everything. I'm just listening to you, motherfuckers.
Vic, you know what, Vic? I'm going to stop talking before I feel like I don't want to look at you differently. I'm going to stop talking. Whatever
you
say.
Look at me however the fuck you want to look at me, because I look at you like
you
what you is, a fucking fraud, dude.
Hey, Vic, that's cool. Hey, Vic, I don't want to go there with
you.
All that name. You're
liar,
hey,
man.
I don't want to do that, bro. Hey, Scrap. You're
liar, man.
Hey, Scrap.
I mean, I just got to go off the show. I wasn't on the bad line with y'all. I'm going off on what I heard on the show, bro.
Right now, let me tell you what you sounded like, Scrap. You sounded like you're not ready. You sounded like you happy that it happened, bro.
I'm gonna bet you $2,000 I come up in the track with my car. So since I ain't ready, bet me. We need some money.
Hey, Scrap, I ain't got a bet for that. If you come in there with your car, Scrap, we racing. Ain't nothing to talk about. I'm trying to figure out what the humbug is for. That's all. Because
you fucked that man, man. You fucked that man. You told him to pay off the debt.
Scrap. You bogus. Hey, Scrap.
What does that have to do with it,
Jim?
I don't care.
No, but Scrap. You bogus as hell.
You fucked that man.
You don't know what the fuck happened. You want to come against Jeremiah and look at a one-sided story, bro? That man looks at a whole new
situation. I'm coming for what is not a one-sided story, dude.
Hey, Scrap. You bogus as hell, bro. You bogus as hell, Scrap.
That's what I heard on the show. That's all I saw. That's fine what he heard. That's fine and Jack what they heard. Just ask him.
Cool,
I'm going to be quiet.
Vaughn can't say nothing because Vaughn texted me and said, hey, you paid him to lock up? I said no. And Vaughn on the phone right now, he's going to kill you.
I hope Vaughn is there with you.
Man,
I hope
he's
driving
there
with you.
Hey, bro. I'll see you on the 17th. I can't believe Big
Boy. I don't want to talk to you about no racing because you ain't got me locked in. I don't want to talk to you about no racing. I ain't got to talk to nobody. I'll be there on the 17th. I had my 2500 with me.
It ain't nothing to talk about, bro. That was some bullshit, Scrap, that you set up there, and you're going to call me a liar, and you don't even know what's going on, and I talked to that man 3 minutes into all of that conversation, man.
Jeremiah, first off, how the fuck did you talk to me 3 minutes after that, and I was talking to three lugs before after that?
Hey, Vic.
So you fucking lying, dude.
Hey, Vic. Oh, my mama, Vic.
I talked to three of them before
I
talked to you.
Hey, so Vic, I got a question. Hold on real quick, Vic. Real quick. What time did you call three lugs and three lugs called you? That's all I need to know. What time, Vic? What time?
I don't fucking know what time it was. I wasn't looking at
what time
it was.
What time did you call, bro? That's all I need to know. What time did you call him?
Look at this.
You're going to put it out there like I'm humbugging. I ain't trying to humbug Vic.
I told you right. Hey,
I'm not saying you trying to humble. You just don't want to fucking race me. That's what it is.
Hey,
you think you got something fucking soft and you don't want to race me. You scared the fucking death. That's what it is.
Hey, Vic, whatever you're saying, Vic, I promise you, I got too much respect for you, bro. I'm not going to even argue with you. I'm not going to curse you. None of that, bro. It's all good, Vic. Me and you going to lock horns, bro. It's no doubt about that now. You and myself are going to lock horns, bro. That's cool. I'm not for the humbug with you, scrap. I ain't for the humbug with you, bro. I lock in with three of them. Hey, I ain't going to do all that, bro. I got too much going on in my life to sit up here and humbug.
We can talk shit on the goddamn phone.
Oh, but man, I don't like, when people challenge my character, bro. I try to be the most upright, honest person for what I'm upright and honest for, bro. I don't like that, though, bro.
I just said you're a liar. So,
no,
I like
saying
this. All right, now you talk about Paul. Okay, now, Jeremiah, hold on. You talk about Paul. I talked to
you.
I got this one. I like how you said it.
Hey, that's cool. Well, yeah. You got $500 on the line.
I get it one way or another.
Yeah, Freak Life got 10,000 of your money, so that's 10,500 now. Come on back and get it.
Okay. And your point is, I'm still here. I'm still here. It didn't kill me.
Come on back.
If I gotta get it 1,500 at a time, I swear I'm gonna get
it.
Out of that 10,000 I had a 10 and so I'm happy, I'm good. Sorry, I had 12. You ain't had shit. Lie, motherfucker. Okay, you're right, Vic. You're right. Whatever you say, it don't even matter. I'm trying to run you now. That's cool. It don't even matter. What, Freak Life thing ringing my phone, trying to bet me. It raises it up to the roof. You say you're right. Freak Life thing called me.
Hey, hold on. I've been waiting on you to call. What's Paula just said he'll try you with the Malibu? What you talking about? Little Vinny, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Come on. I wonder why Zay called me to be with Jeb. I wanted to be with Jeb. Been with that bullfrog.
It has a concept, Jeb. I was raised the roof of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Hey, why they ain't been with that bullfrog, son? I want to know why. Why they ain't been with that bullfrog?
Hey,
Freak.
Hey, Sheldon. Yeah,
come on, Clark.
Is it safe for me to come out? Because I think I started all this shit.
You do it, Clark. You ain't do nothing but tear my ass up. Certain people like what I say, then other people say I did bitch. Come on. It's all good. It ain't nothing about money. I go to work every day. Come on out. Can I come out and play? Who is that?
They call me the mad one.
Mad man.
Come on out, man. You gonna be paying for that, man. Come on out. Y'all messing with my baby mama.
Oh, man. Hey, if you saw his feet, you wouldn't fuck him no more.
Damn, you shouldn't have told me that. Now I'm getting a nasty ass.
He need that spray be on TV, that fungal spray.
Yeah.
He need that. He need that. I don't know if the shit works, but he need it. He need to try something. You know what? He need to soak his feet in peroxide for about 2 weeks
in a row. Hey, bitch, my feet are better than yours. I don't know what you're talking about. I paid mine.
How much did it cost, Jeremiah? I paid for mine.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
How much did it cost? Because I need to send some people there. How much did it cost?
You need some insurance first. Go see a podiatrist.
Why you can't just pay it, though?
I'm pretty sure you can, but I have good insurance, so that's where it starts off with me.
Well, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
What made you use your insurance to go fix them when you could have been fixed them? Was it what I said? I was talking about you too bad.
What made you go fix them? No, can't a nigga make me talk because I started feeling tingling in my feet, and I was having spurts in my foot, my toe going numb and stuff, and I wanted to see what was going on.
So that made you do all that?
Yeah, it made me go.
So what was the tingling? What was the tingling, though? Diabetes or something? What was the tingling?
That's what they wanted to say. They wanted to say it was borderline diabetic, but they couldn't find
it. That's neuropathy when it's tingling in your feet.
Yeah, neuropathy, all that kind of stuff.
You know what the tingling was?
What that means?
That's your nerves and your feet got a tingling or burning sensation.
Yeah.
See, a burning sensation, then they got athlete feet. It's burning in between.
No, it's not that. It's not that, y'all.
It's a different thing.
I feel some type of way right now, though. I really do. I hate that. They prescribe a medication called
Gabapentin for that shit.
Well, Jeremiah, I can't lie. If you feel some type of way, listen. You my man. I love you. But you brought it on yourself because you shouldn't have been front on the phone, bro. You should have been front on the phone.
Yeah, he's right.
Stop talking to right. Right.
Can
you listen to me? You should have told that motherfucker to
pay my lockup.
You should have told Vic in the gate. Man, leave that alone. Whatever we got going on, that shit ain't going nowhere. All you have to do is tell Vic to stand down. You say, man, pay the lockup. As soon as Three Love got the lockup, we automatically locked. All they got to do is go back to the show and listen.
Hey, go back to the show. Watch this.
Those are your words.
I mean, watch this.
That
you
that
are
shit.
Absolutely. Wait a minute. Brad.
Then I was wondering why.
You
shouldn't even say
Brad,
that.
Wait
damn
a minute. Damn. Hold on. Get the fuck out.
I
was
wondering why.
You don't know what's going on. Hey, I got a question for you, Brad. You're absolutely right. And because the show was recorded, watch this. Do you remember me telling that man, hey, man, ain't nothing solidified until Three Love calls me and tell me he got that money? I didn't say that, Vic.
Three Love got on the fucking phone, Jeremiah, and told you that it was good. Three Love said we good. He said, soon as Vic got on the phone,
he said
we good.
I did say, wait a minute, because, you see, that's when you saying you talked to him, because you never talked to him on the phone, bro. Because when I talk to him.
I can show you on my fucking call or where I talk to him, man.
Okay. Hey, so Scrap, I'm going to talk to you. I ain't talking to this lying ass nigga right now. I'm going to talk to
you.
Hey, Scrap,
tell me what you want. You motherfucking lying. Just say you don't want to lie.
I said again on the show. I
yeah,
said, hey, man. Go back to the show, Scrap. I said, even with Three Love on the phone,
hey, Jeremiah.
Hold on, Leo,
hey,
get the fuck out the way. Please,
hold
Leo,
on. Let me ask you, hold on. Jeremiah,
Jeremiah, you said if Big pay that lockup, you going to bet the first $3,000 your own money. That's what I'm trying to tell you what you said. I heard what you said.
I know what I said, Leon. I don't
okay,
need to I did say it to him. I said Three Love called me and tell me he has the money. Three Love came on the phone. I said, Three Love, you got to call me and tell me you got that man money. I told them Three Love. It's a recorded show, bro. It's recorded.
Hey, Leon, my buddy can't handle it, man. They left it by himself, man. Don't worry about it, Vic. I'll bring you money tomorrow. I'll bring you $500 tomorrow. I'm going to kill that
bitch.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You know, we'll take it out
to eat.
Hey, Vic.
Call Three Love, Jeremiah.
I'm gonna kill on
you
too.
You bogus as hell. I promise you, man. Oh, my mama. When I say you would never race that Regal, boy, you would never race that Regal. You would never race that Regal.
You're bad, man.
You one motherfucker with a car. I don't care about one you or not.
You would never see that car. Hey, Vic, I got your 500. You will never see that again. I promise you.
Damn,
you're a liar.
You're a liar, boy.
So is the race still on with Scrap and Jeremiah?
My race is Scrap still on. I don't know what that nigga talking about.
It's on.
Race still on.
You never had me locked in. No way. That's Three Love. I'm going to show up. The fucking
about.
Luck. Kill him. They got the car. They ain't got nothing to do with that. They going to kill him.
Oh, no. I'm just saying.
I'm upset, though. The Freak Life, he bet all that money. They ain't bet with him. So I'm upset. I'm kind of upset and mad. You know, they best a lot of money. When Freak Life come out, they best a lot. They like y'all, huh? When y'all come out, y'all try to bet a lot of money. I like that. I wonder why they ain't betting a lot of money with Jeremiah. My phone ain't on the damn time. They ain't with me on the phone.
Well,
if they
Scrap,
put on the internet, the revenue will be.
I'm betting you $50, Scrap. What you
want to
do?
I want the boys to bet the 500. I don't know. Hey, Scrap, don't trip. It'll be a couple guys with a couple book bags that they going to bet you what you want to bet. I promise you.
I'll be looking for them, too.
I promise you. I promise you.
I promise you.
I promise you.
Don't trip.
Matter of fact, those kids to you, because I don't want them coming. You know, they might not understand racism.
They come to experience the racetrack.
I want to talk to you.
Hey, Scrap, just be ready for church.
I got my clothes already out. Bitch, I'm going to buy the bottle.
Just be ready for church.
Come on, man. You don't want to talk to us, Scrap?
No, unless we're going to church. We're going to meet up at church and fix.
Hey, we're going to talk to you.
You can bring the shit far away from me because it's going to spike his sound.
Scrap, you don't want to talk to us.
Let's see what they call.
Let's see what they call.
Shoot, I don't.
I just see you. I just see you. I just see you.
And Leon ain't driving it. I busted his soul. Unless somebody else get it, you know, because I ain't going to lie, I would let a lot of the other different people drive it, because I don't give a fuck. It ain't nothing but a little piece of shit ass car to me.
How you doing?
They can't drive it. I don't even give a fuck. I'll put any motherfucker in that bitch. By the time, I'll be drunk anyway. I don't give a fuck. I don't
give a
fuck. Hey, I just want to see this motherfucker.
At least I know if you is drunk, you won't be drunk like baby and be incoherent. Don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Shit, I
ain't
fun.
What you talking about? That bitch drunk right now. Drunk, nasty bitch.
Come on, shorty.
I can't even believe I was talking to you. Get on murder. Get on murder, motherfucker. I'ma lock y'all in 105, bitch. You don't know what 105 look like, bitch. You don't even know what money smell like, pussy motherfucker. And then you gonna send Vic off and tell my somebody getting in your gamble. Vic don't know you stay in my gamble, bitch. You stand. I can't kill you, bitch.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm out of it, man.
Every nigga that I gamble has kills and everything. That bitch got his 2 cents in it. Man, leave Shawty alone.
I apologize, Shawty. I didn't mean to put your name in. I apologize.
It's all good.
What time was he going to lock in?
I want to tear his ass up. I want to tear that bitch baby ass up.
Who is going to lock in? That's just how bad
man,
I want to hear him out.
Scott, the man
who was he going to run? Who was he going to run?
He lied, man, and told Yak. He talking shit to Yak and Vaughn, which I ain't got nothing to do with. I just got fed up. This bitch ass nigga gonna say lock in 105 motor to motor with Kevin Wesley. No,
oh, man.
No, he ain't gonna lock this damn car in, man. Kevin Wesley ain't gonna run a motherfucker. He ain't gonna drive that bitch around the block to save his life.
Damn.
You know Wesley's drunk too, right?
Then I tried to lock him in with Kamala Harris. Now, do I supposed to be running in with Kamala Harris?
Uh-uh.
Hell no.
I tried to lock him in with Kamala.
Then again, yes, because he drunk. He probably put the bitch in reverse.
Man,
I'm
going to run that I'm not talking about, I ain't talking about that. Yeah, I'm going to lock his ass in because I don't give no fuck about him. That bitch can look like a dragon. I'm going to try it. That's not what I'm talking about. I said, looking at them two cars, do I have any business fucking with him? I'm going to try him, though.
No.
The bitch ain't going to lock in 100 on 100, and he going to tell Yak, like he was saying something slick, lock in 105.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch don't know what 5,000 look like, talking about betting on no damn race. The man ain't never bet at 500 on a race, and he going to tell them lock in 1,000 on 5,000.
Man,
this ain't comedy hour, bitch. And if it's comedy hour, don't tell me get out your business here, because it ain't no business. It ain't no comedy hour. Man's a goddamn dope fiend, man. He walked down the street by Chill. They asked him, how many you want, Unc, how many you want? They say, how many do you want? They selling fentanyl over there, baby. You better get out the way, bitch. And tear your ass up now. Tear your ass up. I'm tearing your motherfucking ass up. Yeah, get your ass way from over there, boy. And find your ass in Northwestern Memorial, bitch. Ain't nobody gonna know where you at. Well, me and them, goddammit, you know me. Stop the bullshit now. That baby bitch ass said he got off the phone. I want to tear that bitch ass up.
Where that bitch at, Scrap?
Oh, man, not the Elkie. Not the Elkie.
My cousin was mad when they got to the shack and they looked at me and they said, man, come on, let me know.
That man looked like a bag of shit. He over there and killed no vet.
What's wrong with your boy?
Fronting and shit. He ain't even know how to open the door to the vet. He over there parking all by a little Mo, sucking dick. Over there with Mike Riley and them, want them to see him in a motherfucking drop-top Corvette. Man, he looked it out of place. Looked like he stole the car. I said, damn. I said, hey, what'd he do? Steal that motherfucker? He looked like a common thief in that motherfucker. Man, he popped his dumb ass out that motherfucker with Mr. B pants on, man. And a little wrinkle ass t-shirt like he got out the garbage can. I said, look at him. Hey, Lee down there spit his food out. I said, look at that damn height. Got Mr. B pants on.
Lord,
man, the man had on some pants on, looked like they fit Santa Claus. I know he ain't that big, man. I said, look at this damn food.
Not
man,
at the
I called Scrap, said, Scrap. I said, Scrap, man, we got Pookie at the track. He said, fuck it. Tell him clean himself up. I'm going to give him a job. I fell out. God damn. Scrap went to D-Back City on that bitch.
When you said that, man, I'm still laughing right down to there about this shit. Call that man clean himself up on you, job. Say, Lord, help us.
That bitch ass nigga go, hey, he in a nerd. Bitch ass nigga gonna say, that's why that bitch stabbed you. I said, I got his ass now.
Not
bad preacher boy, to stab this bitch.
Not the alcoholic Pookie.
And beat this bitch with a bat. Hey, they made their hands off him. I beat that bitch with a bat. This dumb ass nigga talking about some game bangers beat him with a bat and knocked all his teeth out. Get your live bitch ass out of here. That fentanyl to fuck your teeth up, bitch. The hat run.
Oh,
bitch,
man.
You wrong, Tony.
Hey, Lee. You were wrong. Talking about that bitch stabbed me. I'm on his ass.
Oh, man. Not the alcoholic Pookie.
Hey, kid. That bitch, you first blood. He talking about that bitch stabbed me. Hey, all I was doing was calling him a drunk bitch. That bitch can't lock in no 105. That bitch said, I said, you got this for me? I got this for you. Pookie, clean yourself up, bitch. I'm going to give you a job.
Oh, man. The alcoholic Pookie.
Hey, guess what the job going to be, Scrap? Where's Scrap go? Scrap. Come back, Scrap. Come back. Hey, Scrap.
They're wrong, kid. They're wrong.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Charlie, wrong, man.
Wrong.
Fuck that. What the hell I'm going
to
be?
Two left twos.
I'm finna be even wronger. Hey, yeah. That bitch y'all going to be cleaning up dog shit. Every time my dog
man.
Bitch, clean it up. I don't give a fuck if you have to pick it up with your hands, bitch.
Damn.
Bitch, as a matter of fact, if it ain't no garbage can, bitch, eat it. I want you to eat this shit.
Oh, man. Alcoholic poopy.
Eat the dog shit, bitch. Won't make him eat. The bitch hungry anyway every time he see Lee. Lee, go buy some chicken and shit, man. I got it next time. Hey, Lee done bought all the shrimps and fish out the whole place, man. Man, that shit good, motherfucker. Man, I'm eating that shit. That bitch be eating for 3 days, man. We don't hear from that bitch for 3 days. He ain't nothing.
Oh, I'm a...
Bitch ain't eating nothing.
Hey, what day is the damn race up to the 17th, right?
17th, June 17th.
Hey, who brings the car? Is anybody on here with any cars just coming on the 17th from daily drivers all the way up to the 18 on 29s, is it anybody on here?
Kamala Harris. Now I might need to buy, okay. Man, you know what? I be scared. See, I don't be wanting these niggas. These niggas don't know how to strap Kamala down, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got shit all on the bottom. You know that's new shit. You know what I'm talking about? They ain't got no shit.
You got to get the transport straps, man.
Right.
Yeah,
you
gotta
get the one to wrap around the wheel.
I gotta watch these niggas, man. They gotta go around the wheel. They gotta wrap the wheel. They gotta lock the wheel down. All 4 wheels.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking
about?
Hey,
Von.
That's the only ground that's coming out. You can't
that's the
grab
only
pound
that's hey. Coming out on the 17th. Oh, that everybody on these shows, that's the only car that's coming out is Kamala.
Oh, damn.
Is there any
Uh-oh.
Other cars
Uh-oh.
On here that's coming out?
Trying.
Any other car?
I'm trying, I'm trying to make
is
it.
Yeah, Von. Hey, Von. If Johnny
yeah.
Wire could be through with my wheelchair by then, I'd be out.
Oh, man. You got nitrous on
man.
The
man, we talking
board.
About a car. We talking about a car. Eddie. We ain't talking about your damn wheelchair.
See, I got 10 kids. I'll try any motherfucking body.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I hope
go
you finish that motherfucker.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking like a motherfucker. I should have dried that ditch out there. No, I ain't buying no new tires. Just drive it out there.
Man.
I'm going to put it in the trailer,
Charlie. The board is empty. Who watching the board tonight? Is the board empty? Mm-hmm. These shows empty. Ain't nobody sitting me tell me. Ain't no other
no,
guys on
just,
this phone that's coming on the 17th.
The board. Hey,
show
me.
I'll be there. Oh, there go. Who is that, Vic?
Yep.
Okay. All right, bet him up.
Vic. He's going to be there. Jeremiah claim he gonna be there, but he locked in, so you know. Well, I don't know because they got discrepancy going.
Man, it ain't no question. It ain't no question.
Let me stay out of
it. I'm gonna be there. Ain't no question.
Jerry gonna be there. Jerry gonna be there. Vic gonna be there. Scrap gonna be there. Kamala
Lil Mo gonna be there.
Likely gonna
Lil
be there.
Lil Mo gonna be there.
Lil Mo,
and
we know Lil Mo
be
gonna be there. Grandson gonna be there. I don't know if Mudbone coming. But he always say he coming. I don't know if he coming.
Oh, man, not the Mudbone.
He might be there.
Who else coming soon?
Rob faggot ass ain't going to be there. Akil ain't going to be there.
Hell no. Nah. If Rob come on, bring
what's
my big dinosaur out there to run here with. My Uncle Nick got a dinosaur. I'm going to run here with that dinosaur.
Lil Vinny going to be there.
Oh, yeah, shit, that's a good
there?
One.
They bring it something from Detroit. I don't know exactly what they bringing, but they trying to rush the new quarantine together because they got the frame. They trying to rush that together, but I don't know.
Oh, and,
man.
But it's another top will be coming. We know Cootie coming. Cootie locked in with Three Love.
Mm-hmm.
Three Love coming.
Okay. Now it's getting spicy. That's what I'm talking about. That's what
yeah,
I want
Cootie
to know.
And Three Love locked in. Cootie and Three Love locked in.
What's
the
Big Eddie coming. He going to be there.
That's going to be a good one. Man, Big Eddie coming, man.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm trying to see which one. Because, see, I don't want to lie on nobody because they claim
Terrio,
like.
Terrio supposed to be coming, right? Terrio, because he supposed to be
ready.
Terrio.
Yeah.
Locked in with y'all. Jack Baller coming.
Yep.
You and Jack Baller, so you bringing Jack Baller, grandson, and motherfucking Lil Mo. Good God, oh my. You might have
no,
a little girl, son.
Ken,
you
didn't
have
all the people coming. You didn't have all the people coming, but you forgot about the important people that's coming.
Oh, man. Come on,
man. We talking about cars, though, man. We talking about cars right now. You ain't going to bring that bitch on jack stand. There ain't no more than trans there because the white boy stole it.
We talking about people
talking
that's coming
cousins,
to race,
man.
I'm talking about racing, though, man.
We talking about racing.
Well, I like Kamala Harris.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, I'm trying to see how I'm going
I like Lil Mo. I like Lil Mo.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I like Flop.
Oh, shit.
Man, if Flop comes,
hey,
Flop gets the break.
Man, I just want to let you know, man, we really appreciate you, man. You pushing this shit as hard as we is, man. Every time I hear you talk about it, it's about the 17th. That's love, bro.
Man, it is what it is. That's what we do.
Yep. Yes, sir.
I know one thing.
I got your back to you.
What's the name coming, Vaughn? I might see what God's going to do with him. Mike Medino.
I'm leaving home. Hey, listen, his motherfucking body going to be in their truck and his head going to be in the car with us.
God, oh, my. What's the name coming to, Vaughn? Vaughn, Tyreek bringing his Mustang. He debuting. He's supposed to have a race, but he claimed, you know, he got that 40, you know, his daddy, 40-year-old car. That shit been ready. He just ain't bring it out on the street. But his mama was driving that motherfucker on Facebook the other day. But he coming.
Oh,
man. He going to be begging. He going to be begging, but he coming.
Who's going to be begging?
Everybody. You too. He going to beg no more. Watch. He going to be begging like a motherfucker now. He ain't going to run no motherfucker head up.
Hey, the right motherfucker better not beg us. They might get a little spot.
I get it. But you'll see him, though, in like a 2013, I think. 2013 Mustang.
I think the motherfucker.
Yeah, you think the white. He ain't ran nobody. Not nobody.
40.
Been working on that bitch for about 2 years. But
Morocco, Indiana.
It's ready, because he been, his mama was driving that motherfucker. But yeah, he coming with that, and then he going to bring all them little young ass boys with their little turtles, but so he can bully them. You know, he going to bully them. But, gee, that's where I come into play at. They're going to be scared to death of me, though. I already know.
They going to be scared of you, Skin?
Man, they going to be scared to death. Watch.
I'm trying to
ain't
see
this
if
big Shan race? Right.
If Kamala pull in that bitch, they going to start bowing down and bending knees and things and trying to get race cars on me and things.
They're
going to try to get a little more on me.
Hey, if
Sham ain't cooking cake no more, he got to pick me up on the train station downtown Chicago.
If
Double D in the shootout, everybody might as well go ahead and pack it up. If Double D in there, it's over with. We know who's going to win that if Double D in there.
You ain't lying. I'm betting with him.
It's going to be three of their cars. They're going to have three cars in there.
What other car going to be in there?
I don't know. They say they got three of them going in there, though.
Hey, you know what's crazy, though? But see, Double D ain't no gambler like me and you, Vaughn. But Double D should be running Tyreek. Man, fuck him. He never did nothing. See, it's certain motherfuckers. I wouldn't take Double D car and try Mike Medino. No dumb-ass shit like that. I can try Tyreek. He ain't want to give me no car. Like, nah, I'll beat the fuck out of him. That's a child.
That damn Skin is a bad mother. Watch your mouth.
Man, Vaughn, know I'd be all over the ass. I had Double D car. Man, I'd have been an OD to motherfuckers, or they'd have OD'd me. I'd have cleaned up
they
the whole
they planning on doing, They say they're planning on doing first round call out so they don't have to knock each other out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, that's something they shouldn't tell the promoter. Shit.
Oh, well,
yeah. That's right. That shit should ain't been, you know what I'm saying? They should kept that shit to their motherfucking self, they stupid ass.
If a motherfucker don't accept it, they just got to pull. Hey. That's all.
Hey, but the motherfucker who orchestrated it could be like, nah, they can't do it. They'd be mad at the motherfucker.
Yeah, they got to accept it. That's just a call out.
Yeah, but even though you have first round call out, a motherfucker got to accept the call out anyway.
That's what I say. They got to accept it. If a motherfucker don't accept it, they still got to pull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm trying to think. Goddamn it. If I could get somebody to, and I don't feel like doing all that, it's going to be hot than a motherfucker out there. Hey, Vaughn, I got that, U-Haul trailer and put Carmel on it, boy, down there, tore my bump off that bitch. That's why I don't like getting that U-Haul. Man, I had to put some wood. Luckily, I had some boards and shit. I had to put some wood and shit on that motherfucker. And the car had to be on the wood. I had to keep the car on the wood and then strap the front tires down on the U-Haul trailer.
Damn, damn.
Because other than that, I had to throw my motherfucking bump off that motherfucker.
I just see a big-ass accident. I just see a big-ass accident on Facebook. A big perm walk past the camera. He over there getting that money.
Big perm saying that. Getting that money now. Hey. Hey, he got mad at me one time. I called him the ambulance chaser. Yeah, I'm a lamb chaser now.
Oh, man.
He's playing, boy. Big Perm with the toe and go.
Big Perm with the toe and go.
See that motherfucker Amalan coming. They follow that bitch to the toe. No, you motherfucker got to be
Big
Perm. You know what the car accident. Man, most of the time you see that Amalan's a car accident, man. Don't chase that motherfucker. If you fuck around, they going to somebody's house, just turn around. Shit, you ain't doing nothing wasting gas.
They be on those scanners, man. They ain't following no scanners. They be on the scanners.
Oh, now that's a good one.
That's an old profession, too, that right there, boy. That shit go way back. I remember when goddamn Ray McCoy and all the motherfuckers was doing that shit back in the days, man.
Oh, man, not the ambulance chaser.
Yeah, man. A lot of niggas, man, got damn it rich off that shit.
Mm-hmm. Got any more drunks on Big Ed?
I'm through with y'all. I don't want to talk to y'all no more, kid.
Hey, man, who going to pick me up at the airport,
hey,
man?
Did people pay Vic that $500? Get them might get a lucky man.
Hey, Leaky.
Hey, Leaky. You need to be worried about going to get your money back from Ryan, man. Little stutter.
I ain't got to worry about it.
I ain't getting shit back.
Hey, Leaky, Jeremiah said y'all still locked in, y'all owe them 500. I bet you a motherfucking lie.
I got that fine, they ain't getting it back. Okay. Hey, well, he just gave you 500 then. So what you do with shit, Jeremiah? He told the man, if he pay your punk out, you gonna lock him in. He paid your punk out. Nah, but see, that's where the trick come in. When he said that, if Vic was supposed to say, if I pay the punk out, you locked in to race me. Fuck that, we gonna talk afterwards, man. He supposed to be locked in.
Oh, man.
Paid that money, he supposed to be locked in.
But Jeremiah,
this is where all the bullshit come in with motherfuckers playing word games.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the bullshit come in. When motherfuckers say pay your punk out, you pay his punk out, that's a lock in.
What's up, baby? Right, that's gonna be a fucking lock in.
Hey,
you still pay my pocket, I'm going to win you. You pay the pocket, you put Jeremiah for the rest of me. I'm going to say this, and I ain't gonna get loud, I ain't going to do none of that. I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I called that man, Sweet, I called him last night while we were still in the middle of talking. I'm no problem, love. I came off the phone and called him. As I was getting off, I heard Von saying something to somebody, right? I called that man. I said, hey, man. I said, listen, don't pay them. I said, don't pay them. I said, listen, this is the situation. What's up, y'all? Have a great night. Y'all look great.
All right, I say,
hey, Jeremiah, would you tell the goddamn story, man? Quit talking to everybody in Chicago.
Okay. So I called that man. I called the man. I say, Vic, don't pay them. He said, no, I'm going to pay them. I said, Vic, anything can happen, man. Don't pay them. I said, the man, car might not be ready. I said, the track may rain out. Anything, Vic. I said, don't pay them. I said, I'm still going to race them. But what about me racing you? I said, Vic, I'm still going to race you. I said, Vic, we can still go for the same G that we was originally going for. All right. I said, Vic, that's up to you. Excuse me, y'all. I said, Vic, don't pay them. I didn't say that to my father. I said, Vic, don't pay them, people. Now I'm telling you. All right, we're going to make it happen. Okay, cool. I got off the phone. I got back on the show maybe 15 minutes or so after that conversation because I had a phone call to come in. Right? I got on the show. I never talked about it again. Now, Ken brought up a very beautiful question he proposed. He said, look, why didn't you say something while they was on the show? I said, sorry, because Vaughn and Yak started talking to somebody about racing, and I didn't want to, you know, bring that up and get in the middle of that.
I got one question. Did you not tell the man if he paid me the lockout, you're going to run him?
Yes, I told him.
Okay, so if he did, Jeremiah, hold on, let's hold him. So if he did that, Jeremiah, that made you the man locked in, Jeremiah. You told that man,
watch this, hold on, Three Love, watch this. Because you know, I'm not saying what you're trying to not do. I'm not saying nothing. I don't want to argue about it. What I'm saying is this right here. That man knows just as well as you know. It's a recorded show. Hey, man.
I called him and said, Sweet,
even after you said that, remember, Sweet, it's a recorded show. You know I'm going back to the show tonight. I said, Sweet, you got to call me and tell me you got that money. You said it again. No, he's good for it. I said, Sweet.
Hey, Vic, Jeremiah, listen to me, Jeremiah. You were wrong, Jeremiah, for what you said to Vic, for Vic paying me your $500. I mean, you're not running.
Hey, Vic, hold on, Jeremiah.
I'll give your money back to man. I'm not gonna do that no more. Jeremiah, me, you know what I'm saying, cause he paid your $500. I give your money back to you, Vic. Don't even worry about it, Vic. I give your money back to you, Vic.
Hey, y'all funny.
Man to man, you're wrong, Jeremiah.
I'm nowhere near damn wrong. Like that man said, the time he talked to me, man, according to my phone,
hey, Jeremiah, we just said we're not going to argue, Jeremiah. So he paid your $500 off. Don't worry about it, but I'll give your money back to you, Vic. I'll give your money back to you, Vic. Don't worry about it.
That's cool, but Vic know he lied to his motherfucking teeth.
Let me ask you a question, because I know motherfuckers got bets locked in. I got it wrote down. Are you and Jeremiah still locked in, Tina?
No. Vic paid the man $500. Vic paid me the man $500. No, we're not locked in.
I didn't want to know.
Hey, you know what? Leave it like that, then. You motherfuckers is something else, boy.
I can't know what he's saying, man.
Hey, Vic, don't worry, like I told Vic, don't worry about it. You will never see my car, man. Hey,
I take 500 over there to Lenny and them and run CW, man. That man will never see a dime of my money, bro. He'll never see a race in my car. I don't give no fuck. You were scared,
man. I didn't know what he said, man.
You about to get your ass on car, boy. You were
scared, man.
Get your ass on car to pray, boy.
I can't hear nothing he's saying.
Oh, three laws, you knew you was about to get your ass on the car to frame, boy. You know that.
Okay, what are you saying? I can't hear nothing that nigga saying, man.
Jay, you know you was about to get your ass on the car.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, nigga. Hey, nigga. Hey.
The niggas don't pay you goddamn 3 weeks ahead of time, man.
Jeremiah. You were terrible. Jeremiah. You was scared from day one, motherfucker. You told Vic, you tell your side and you lock him in. You was scared from day one, motherfucker. Well, stop fucking, nigga. You get laughing for no reason, nigga. Stop all that fucking, nigga.
Hey, Vic.
I'm going to give your money back to you. Don't worry. I'm going to give your money back to you, bitch. Don't worry about it, Vic. I'm going to give your money back to you, Vic. I give it back to you, Vic.
I should have never fucking talked to you.
You gonna be distracting my Vic? I do a fuck on the mic, Vic. You gonna be distracting my
it's all good, man. I ain't tripping.
I'll see you.
I give another back and fuck on the mic, Vic.
Hey. So three look, you said we ain't locked in, that's cool. I don't need you, bro. It's all don't worry.
We not hey Jeremiah, man, take your puck out, man. Cause you not being a man, you being a bitch, man. You had the man take your puck out now, you ain't running man, man.
You just got out that motherfucking race, nigga. That nigga ain't gave your punk ass a dime, man.
I bet you a lying one. I bet you a lying one. He didn't say a lying last night.
Show me the goddamn bed from last night, nigga. Show me what he said.
What the fuck is that nigga saying, man? What that man saying, man? I can't see
what
he's saying, man.
What last night, nigga?
What you saying? I can't see what he's saying.
He talking about showing you. He talking about showing some proof where he sent you the money.
Show me where he sent you the money last night.
He gave you his money, motherfucker. Man gave you his money, motherfucker.
Tell me on y'all hand, man.
Lock your ass in, man. That's not your bet, nigga. That's not your bet, motherfucker. Put you on the bet, nigga. What do you want to bet, nigga?
Hey, I ain't gonna argue with you, bro.
I can't know what that man says. I can't see that man saying, man. I'm getting a bowl of water.
I ain't got shit to do with that, man. I ain't got shit to do with that.
What that man saying, dude? I can't see what he's saying, man.
No, yeah,
all right.
You hear what the fuck?
What that shit to do with what?
He's yelling. I don't know what the hell he's saying.
I can't hear shit he's saying.
No, yeah, okay.
He's yelling.
We're yelling, Jerry.
Come here.
Hey, Shotty. These stupid-ass niggas, yeah. I want to see where the man sent you $500.
He want to see where Vic sent you $500.
How the fuck you going to see that I sent him $500?
You do nothing in your fucking mouth, you stupid bitch. How you going to see nothing about you stupid-ass bitch?
Yeah, okay.
Some big man motherfucker right now, that stupid ass nigga.
I see. You stupid motherfucker.
Get that motherfucker. Get that dumbass nigga said.
I bet you can't show me where he sent you the 500.
Jeremiah, you fucked up, man. You shouldn't even been talking about that shit, man. You fucked up.
I should have never talked to Vic Pussass last night, man.
What that man saying, man?
He said he should have never talked to Vic Pussass last night.
You the pussy lying motherfucker, nigga.
Hey, I can't know what he said.
You the motherfucker that's lying, nigga. You can't understand what he said.
That's some bullshit, man.
I hear him. He said he should have never fucked with Vic Pussy.
And I just told him, you the pussy motherfucker.
And he been a motherfucking pussy. Go tell the man to pay his pocket out. Then he gonna run. He gonna run the fucking man. They ain't gonna run the motherfucker. It's scared.
Yeah.
Who won't write somebody, Vic? Who won't write somebody?
You said who did what?